Blog Talk Radio. All right, everybody, welcome back. Tuesday night. Might have pressed the one button, make sure I'm not talking to myself and everything working right for me, please. Okay, here we go. 504-9736. We got Wes.
Yeah, what's up, Jamie?
What's happening, Wes?
Man, it went down. It went down, bro. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we had a good time.
We had a good time Friday night, jumping around.
What'd you say?
I said I had a good time Friday night and Saturday.
Okay. Well,
yeah. Man, that's some of my fun. Man, it couldn't get any better than that.
It was good. I mean, I had a good time. Good. Got some good racing, man.
The weather was good, man. Everything.
You're right. It was like I'm enjoying myself. Yep. Good, man. Should we? Yep. Everybody represented. You know, people had some bad luck, but we had backup. You know.
Yeah.
Troy with Fisher, he did good. He made rounds. Anthony Amato.
Yeah.
Crispy Cupcake. He wound up, he made some huge knocking him down.
Yeah.
Coming to him. Damn. Talk about a field leaking or something like that over in the air problems. So I was waiting because he was coming up next against that yellow S10 truck.
Yeah. Well, you there when I purple my thing, right?
No, I had left.
Yeah. Man.
Well, I saw the video. He was right on his ass, though.
I know. Damn. I couldn't believe that damn my thing, right? Man.
Yeah, I seen him. We was watching the live feed. I was like, damn. He had it on the rail all night. So yeah, he's gonna be the one to beat. Yep.
What happened? What caused it?
I don't know, man. I don't know what happened. I don't know shit. I thought he hit the wall he was on, but I seen the video just now he posted. He hit the wall by the truck.
Damn.
That's like, wow. Yeah, man. But all in all, man, we had fun. I really enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
Didn't look good after the first round, though, boy. I think it was 10-4. I said, damn. Well, Jeezy lost, Loki lost. Those got knocked out first round. A couple of his got knocked out. I said, man, damn. I'm going to hear it tonight on the show. And I seen who was up. So, oh, shit, we got backup. Hey, Brian, Troy, Anthony Amato, and Ocheda car was running pretty good. So Turbo, red without the hood, that red, that little car ran good, too. He was running good all night. So we still got some hitters still left, man. That little super right there. Oh, Turbo Super. Shit. Yep. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
What time you wind up leaving, Wes? You watch the final?
Nah. I think after that Purple Mustang wreck, I think we're going on around two something. No, after that, man, what's that damn cult? They had another lockup. It was that Mopar cult. What's got the name of that damn cult? That Mopar, man. The old school Mopar.
The orange cult?
Yeah. It was an orange Mopar cult. That and another cult.
Oh, who you run?
God damn, I forgot the name of that damn car you ran. But that was a lockup, too.
I didn't know they raced.
Yeah, they raced.
Hot Rod, car wound up racing? Hot Rod on here, I know he.
After that car raced last,
he grudge raced somebody?
Yeah, after that Purple Mustang wrecked and all that, and then it got back racing again, that Mopar car. And another car wound up racing for the money.
Oh, hang on, here we go. Go ahead, Hot. The mic open.
I think the only one you grudged was Mukah.
Well, they was in the shootout together still, so they must have bet some money on the shootout.
They grudged the shootout.
Okay,
all right.
I know they was in the shootout together. Because they had two Mississippi in the final, a Mississippi truck and a Texas truck in the finals, in the semifinals. Told my little jab early. I saw Jimmy's video. What'd you say, Wes?
Oh, yeah, I was standing right there when he was cutting up after they won.
He got lucky that Loki and Brian had problems.
Yeah.
He put the same thing with the did Clyde to him. Put them fucking 2-3 calls on his ass.
I'll tell you that last pass, though. I don't think Mukah Nitrous came on when I saw the video from the start. Right?
No, Mukah Nitrous ain't come on. The Mukah has been running good all night. Mukah should have been right there with that call like Andy Motto was.
Our spot was right there at the 8 mile. He did something different that pass. I'm gonna tell you that much.
A white truck?
He went for it. Yeah. It did a quick little wiggle and. Shit, it must have been always gate closed.
Yep. Well, truck was nice. Took a hump. Oh, bad boy in the shootout, man, coming through on him. Boy, shit. Huh?
Number.
Name him president.
Man, I was surprised to see Ducks on him, man. I can't believe he coming back out again. I couldn't believe it. I said, damn, Ducks on him here? Damn.
Yeah. Ducks on him, problem.
Damn.
A little bit. Working the kinks out, man. Had to blow the cobwebs off. But sit down. 985-0367. Who we got?
It's Troy, Jamie.
What's up, Troy? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing all right.
Good all night, man. Go ahead, what's that?
Bruh. I just want to thank everybody who was pulling for me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I was the last Louisiana car, and I know they had some people pulling for Louisiana.
Well, you had you and Anthony was the last two left.
Yay.
Yep.
Y'all
two called the last two cars. Yeah.
Yeah, he went out right before I did. And I had a blast, man.
Well, yeah.
I had a blast. I was fighting a doggone. The nitrous kept going in and out. You know, the car was my car was surging the whole since Friday night it was doing
hey,
that.
It
was
like,
surging.
What you got in there, Troy? A glide?
Yeah.
It looked like right after you clicked your high gear, your flame would go out and come back in. I told B. Brown, I said, man, it looked like something going on. Like the nitrous went off on that car. Every time it did it the same spot.
It was surging. It was doing it when I go to high gear.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm still trying to figure out what the crap it is, man. I checked the nitrous solenoid. I still don't know what it is. We were still trying to figure out what it was.
You got a window switch on it?
What
problem
you got?
I don't have
a mic.
Bro, you got a micro switch on it?
Yeah.
That's your problem right there. I didn't have that problem before.
You check it, it'll work. You're going down the track, that somebody should be bouncing in and off.
Yeah,
it was going off and on the whole night. The car wasn't running right. Mm-hmm.
I don't recommend a window switch on nothing. I run a clutch pedal switch. I got it from RG Racecraft. And all you can do TPS. You can put a TPS on your carburetor and run through an auto position sensor through the progressor. You can do it either way. You can eliminate that problem. I can tell you right now, a micro switch is just a matter of time. It ain't if it's when. That motherfucker gonna give you problems. It didn't bit me in the ass so many times. I refuse to run that shit on anything.
Well, it'll work when you tap it too outside when they're on the ground. And before you go down, when you get out there, that's when they start giving you a little trouble. Acting up.
A clutch pedal switch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, clutch pedal.
Man told me that. Something about a clutch pedal switch. And what's the other one you say?
A TPS sensor. If you got a new style carburetor, it depends on if you got a new style carburetor. A new style carburetor, they started making them to where it's gonna come with a block off plate. Well, you can just undo the block off plate and put the TPS sensor right there in the place of that on side the carburetor, and it just plug and play. It's gonna come with the pigtail where you just run your wires to your progressor, and you can do it off of a signal.
What you say it is a PT? What a PT?
TPS. That's short for throttle position sensor.
A TPS. Okay.
Yeah, TPS. Yeah.
A throttle progressive switch.
Throttle position sensor. That's what it shows.
Throttle position sensor.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
But throttle the easiest position. Way to...
Yeah, all night, man. All night, man. We check the filter. I made sure that the carburetor was hitting the micro switch. Oh, but couldn't find it. I don't know what it was.
But see, when you push them little micro switches in so far, they'll do that. If you push them in too far, they'll do that. And some of them, you know, after so long, they, you know, all that vibration gets on them suckers to have a bad connection in the inside of them.
Yeah, I'm going to look at that thing, a throttle sensor switch.
You know, the pedal switch, you can put that, it go behind the pedal. Opposed to it being on
cover. A clutch one, huh?
Clutch pedal switch, yeah. That's what I have on mine.
Oh, a clutch pedal switch. Yeah. Yeah. And that thing go underneath the pedal.
Yeah, I go up under the pedal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there. But yeah, man, I enjoyed myself. I had a blast. I'm sorry I couldn't get it for Louisiana, but hey, man, I did the best I could.
Hey,
it's fun, man.
You call it good.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I'll be over there when y'all do that small block night with Ray.
Yes, sir.
Lord,
yes,
say
sir.
Wow.
Jim, I got a second. I just want, well, I don't know if they got enough people on now for me to just address
that's
everybody.
That's
28, or,
Mo.
Or wait or what? All right, well, I'll wait on it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, give me a minute. I'm about to go on mute real quick. I'm going to come back on. 1 second.
All right, let me open this mic. Yeah, okay, here we go. 601-6154, who we got?
Hey, y'all. I'm not going to be on long. I just wanted to thank everybody for coming this weekend to me and Mo event. I really had so much fun with you guys, even though I wasn't in the best mood. But you guys made it fun for me. So I thank everyone that came from Mississippi to Louisiana to Texas to everywhere. We just had so much fun, and I'm looking forward to doing it again next year. So thank you, everybody that came. Thank you to our sponsors, the racers, and the spectators. We love you guys so much, and thanks again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fun. Yes, ma'am. Shit. I like that dance something that somebody showed you doing on that pose you had. That's what that's what it's all about, man. Talk rough to each other and have fun, man. Shit.
Yeah, the funeral was today, so I'm still a little, you know, but at the end of the day, we did what he would have wanted us to do. So, you know. Because,
mm-hmm.
Like I said, racing is therapy for a lot of us, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
But I really had fun Friday and Saturday. But I really think the person that really won the shootout was the mosquitoes.
You got to have that spray, girl, and wear long sleeves. Don't be come out there with all that, trying to show all that skin, see? You be the first person to go fishing with shorts and short sleeve shirt. Go across that water, your ass be slapping the dolphin.
I don't know.
You better wear some long pants and long sleeves. Cover that skin up. Go there with them shorts and mosquito tail. We got us one here. Look at all this big juicy meat here. He be smelling that shit. They coming to your ass.
They took advantage of it, too. I ain't lying.
Yeah, you got to see. They said, ooh, there she is. Fresh meat.
Y'all enjoy the rest of your day. We all finna meet up at the track now. So y'all have a good night.
Good
I want to thank you, everybody. Okay.
All right. Oh, man. Yeah, buddy. Hey, how you got stood up, huh?
Yeah, man. Hey, y'all lock up a time. Lock up a time. I got stood up. And
so
then
he wound up paying the fuck out
of
then?
He tried to wait it out. Yeah, he ended up paying at about 1:30.
What car you supposed to run?
The white Mustang, PK.
Damn, all while they kept talking about you can't fuck with that car and all that, but they waited you out? Damn.
Yeah,
they was on talking about kind of shit. Telling Sherelle he better leave it alone and all
front.
This on the line.
He called me up to the front, and I was going to get knocked off. And so I came to the front, and I was like, all right, what's up? He was like, let me get a little shakedown right quick, and then we'll go after that. So that was just to hold me from doing anything, because I know as soon as I wanted to make another shake, But if I would have, he was going to hurry up and run down there and say he ready right now. Then I'd have been saying, I got to wait. Then it would have been a whole other scenario. So I'll just come up there and park in the staging lane and waiting on his ass.
Yeah.
I couldn't find him, though. He disappeared.
I only know what he's wearing or anything. I don't even know the dude.
Yes. Yeah, but they... Trey,
you know, there's
Trey,
a bunch
Trey
of them come up there with them
with
cars. Black Mamba and Big Luke. They was talking shit, boy.
Yeah,
that's what they got upset with when Big Luke lost. I told for me, I said, cut that head off, chop it off. The boy was getting hot. Well, say what you guys say. You don't want none of these fucking problems over here, dude. Keep on fucking walking. I got a monster back there that y'all don't want none of that problem, bitch. Trust me.
Yeah, but shit.
Yep. We had a good old time. And old Paul Gatlin was talking shit online. This hit me by telling me. I said, this first round, dog. We got some gangsters in the second lineup. We gave y'all a little taste.
Yeah,
after that second round, they start looking. I said, oh, shit. They lucky I got far to drive. Fuck around, give me some alcohol and me, shit.
But see, that was the thing. We were supposed to do it. Me and him were supposed to do it before the shootout because he said he was going to be in the shootout. And then he didn't even get in the shootout. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they had a bunch of calls that I didn't see getting from Mississippi, didn't get in the shootout. I was like, damn, how they only got like 8 calls? Shit. Or 10 running ahead of me. But hey, let's see, we had a good boot mask, man. Shit. Yeah, it was a good time, man. You get everything ran a little. They put your cars down a little faster than normal. I was impressed. Maybe they listened on the show. I mean, I was impressed with that, man. You know.
Oh yeah, like I told you, I was glad they finished it up that way. It eliminated that stigma that they can't finish one and nobody
gets paid. Yeah, well, I like, you know how they. You know, the car's still on track, and they're letting you in the water by doing your burnout. So, I mean, trying to get them cars down. That's good, man.
The cleanups was quicker. I tell you that much.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have seen it on Nelson Chase. Going in the night. And all he said, fuck. I read his lips. I said the same shit to a dude pulled that. At least it was in a burnout box. It wasn't, you know, it didn't. He's like, fuck. So they brought them little diapers. So, well, but, you know, it ain't that bad. Like, say, it's in the middle in a burnout box. So it ain't, you can get that up pretty quick. It ain't down the track, you know.
Yeah,
they was on top of the game, man. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
But, yeah, buddy. That's about it, man. Let me go on my list. Man, let me get my paperwork right here. I know we got some races coming up here. Here we go. I know Curtis Hart, well, NPR got that bracket race. Hang on, here we go. Hang on a second, y'all. 504-7272, who we got?
What up? This Sigma, man.
What's up, Chad? What's happening, man?
What's up, Bibbs? I'm cooling.
Not much.
What's up, fellas? How y'all making out, man, tonight, man? Yeah, bro, we tried to put on a show for y'all, bro. You know, we put that bitch on the back bumper, man. And we ain't even touched the car from the first pass. I don't know what the hell happened with that.
Track got tighter.
Track started coming around. Yep.
Well, tighten up a little bit.
Got a little cooler.
Slammed down hard and broke the transmission, but we'll be ready for the 15th. I'm about to go over there by him now and put the transmission back in. We got it back a little while ago. It wasn't.
What y'all going
by?
Curtis Hart race? And that was on the 15th.
No, Robert, I think. Robert got a reef or something. And still, I think, one of them tracks.
Oh, Steve?
No,
oh, okay.
No, Robert got that reason for the bag race in Battlefield.
Battlefield,
oh,
that's
on the 15th?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the 15th.
Damn. And Curtis put a race on top of that, too. God, dog. Boy, Curtis brave. Well, y'all, they spreading thin.
Yeah. Yeah, hit us up and asked us to come get in the shootout. So we were like, fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah, Battlefield ain't that bad of a ride. So we got the Wood Bowl. Rahat, you coming to the Wood Bowl Festival next weekend?
No. Who?
Tell a hot rod if you're coming over here to the Wood Bowl Festival.
Yeah, they found the dog. I ain't got to come on that side no more for nothing.
You don't want to come over here, boy. You're talking that, boy. Scared of that, man. Shit. We over here. Quiet over here.
Yeah, I know. Wooden boat festival, huh? Around all them trees. Got to get them around.
This is the dude here. Boy, you a fool. I swear you a fool. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Yeah, that's on the 15th for us. Then you got Hell in the Dell and Trick or Treat. 22nd, Trick-or-Treat 21st through the 23rd, on Dell 22nd.
They got something open this weekend?
I don't think I know. There's no problem race. We got that bracket stuff, but I don't have nothing on my list.
They got
anybody
that,
else know something?
They got that $50,000 G-Body shootout in Steel.
Oh, yeah, G-Body race. Boy, did y'all see 187 make that pass? Is that your race, man?
Mm-hmm.
I was on top in there. What the fuck was that? Bitch, that's 187. I said, fuck no, that wasn't 187. I saw him come back and said, God, dog. They going for that money. That's something just eating. I said, one hit, put it back on the trail. I said, God damn, man. Yep.
Yeah, we're going to pilot. We're going to try something, man. We about to go put the transmission back in tonight, so we need to try something.
I think, I mean,
you still got
that
C4 in there?
Yeah, just a Tesla, you know.
Baton Rouge been opening back up. I mean, it'd be all right, you know. On Sunday, it'd be like a 12 to 5 thing, and then Friday, they'd be having a bracket thing, but they have Test and Tune Friday night. It'd be all right. They have cause concerts going down, so it don't be too bad.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I'll let
that's
it know.
Close. That's close. You know what I'm saying? It's close.
Right. Yeah, I have to let him know that. Boy, hot, that nigga B. Brown had me scared, boy.
What's that?
When he left, that tire shake on that motherfucker with them slicks on there.
Oh, yeah. I told him to go up.
Yeah, I told him that, too. After I said, B, you're going to have to go up on the tire pressure, boy. That shit too bad.
I know one thing. All I'm going to say is I seen something this past week. Hot Rod, you better get your boats tight on that motherfucker you got. That's all I got to say.
Well, don't you worry about that, because it did exactly what it was supposed to do. May you believe what you believe and him believe what he needs to believe. You were going to be made a believer when you would have sat there and bet with him. You would have lost your money.
I'm going to tell you now, I'm betting with him, and I'm betting on the gap. That's all I got to say.
And I'm gonna tell you this, you just like some of them other ones.
I thought y'all would have had one of the cars done this whole weekend.
I'm telling you,
you just like some of the other ones.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
Just like some of the other ones, I'm gonna laugh at your ass.
As long as you gotta stand there
and hope to see me lose, I know I'm getting to you. So keep on,
I'm not hoping. I'm just telling you. I'm telling you what.
Man, let me tell you something.
He said he tired of hitting
his ass. Well, yeah, he said that. He said,
on the back
what,
line, calling all these motherfuckers,
so sure
saying all this. And he said,
so sure
I'm just telling you what the motherfuckers
told. So sure why you
he
didn't pay for his phone call.
What you mean?
Why you didn't pay his phone call then since you so sure?
I'm not talking. Who you talking about? I'm talking about somebody totally different, probably. I didn't say no name. I'm just telling
hey,
you.
I only had one race that I set up, but I really, I don't care. I don't care who you talking about either. If they got to hide and they worried
okay.
about me, that's on them.
They ain't hiding. I'm just telling you. When they come
I thought I was
going to
see one of them real buzz call this Friday, man.
Just telling you what the man told me. The man said you don't want to
man,
race.
Well, if the man got to, listen,
so
if the man got to tell
you,
you about me, talking to the wrong person. So, obviously,
they
got something on their mind, which I don't care.
Who are you supposed to race?
I don't worry about it,
Jamie.
Don't worry about it.
Jamie, who are you supposed to race this weekend, Jamie? Jamie, I got lost? You got amnesia?
No, I was muted. I had my mic muted because the dog's getting crazy in here. Somebody's going
to
sit on. I think she got a lap dog. He's supposed to bring a little Mustang.
Jamie.
Let me catch these other mics right quick. Hey. Hello?
Yeah, Jamie.
Hello? Where? Hello?
I thought I was going to see one of y'all bad machines better this weekend, man.
We got the baddest motherfucker on the property out there this weekend. Loki.
What that was?
That fucking gray Mustang that fucking gap tires fucking cried before he fucking the car cut out. And coasted and cried badly built and beat him. That then. Had a fucking
gray
something
Mustang.
Went wrong with the car.
Gray Mustang.
Fucking Loki.
And Loki, man.
All right.
Yeah, that's
the
boys,
man.
Jason
and
them.
That's our group.
Y'all don't worry. We about to come back out. I ain't
going to
be long.
And then we ain't worried.
Dang, you just talking about somebody on the back line, and you on the back line with somebody about me.
Hold on, let me clear this up.
Conversations outside of my ear range, I know one thing. They ain't too sure. They ain't saying that. They got to call him to talk about me or talk to him alone.
That ain't racing if you got to race on a show or on a telephone.
Hey, bro,
that ain't racing.
Listen, bro, I'm just telling you, I just drove up to somebody's place. They had to drop some shit off to him. And the motherfucker said, just telling me, they tired of hearing you run your mouth. They said they're coming back out. And
it's a trap. Whoever it is, obviously they worried about me because they ain't telling me nothing. They got to tell somebody else. That's scary motherfucker. Fuck it. No. This scary motherfucker start talking to me.
I tell him.
Run these motherfucking mouth. I got something for him.
All right. Let me catch this couple of mics.
Party 4 mic open.
He said you got to stop me on that fucking back line.
What's poppin', y'all?
All right.
Man, I'm back line. That's why I just say what I say. Motherfucker got a back line.
He said, yo, man, this is how he address you. Back line, hot line. Non-racing hot rod.
Ain't no bag. I don't do bag line. That's why a lot of them be mad because I put them on black.
I'm just keeping it 100 with you, bro. How's somebody gonna tell you?
I told bag line and they talking to you on the bag line. So fuck that bag line, motherfucker. Tell them get this shit right
on,
and holler at me.
I wasn't on the back line.
Ah, tell them that.
Face to face, dog.
Tell them that.
Hang
on, let me catch these other two mics. 409-9582. Is that Mr. Glenn?
Yes, sir. What's going on?
All right. I appreciate you sharing that live feed where I could catch that on Friday night and larger when I was going on. See, Peter put his phone in the truck while we were driving. And Corey, your mic open. T.
I had to talk him into going down there.
You scared to come to the track. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Time will take forever.
It ain't me calling on the back line. I wasn't scared to come to the track. I just had a lot of shit going on.
Well, that's what Clyde said. You scared to come to track. That's why you didn't come.
Clyde would say, I'm scared to go to track. He in Florida telling me I'm scared to go to the track. I definitely ain't scared of hot rod. That's what y'all talking about.
Diamonds take forever.
No, I don't know who needs diamonds. They should have seen me a couple of months back. I could have probably hooked them up. Because I got mine already. Hey, hot rod.
All you got to do is show up, Chief.
Hey. It ain't me on the back line. You know I'd tell you if it was me. It ain't me on the back line.
I'm not worried about who you on the back line with and rubbing the nose.
I really don't know who he's talking about. I think you might thought it was me, but it ain't me.
Tell that scary motherfucker if they got something to do or race or they want to do something, let me know.
Ooh,
I consider that to be a scary motherfucker got to tell another man to take a message to me. Nah, whoever the fuck it is, that's a scary motherfucker.
Yeah. Hey, Cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah.
You let Agbar throw you out there again, huh?
Huh?
You let Agbar throw you out there again.
Agbar threw me out. Agbar.
Yeah. Jamie, he done threw you out there talking about Clyde C. You know who Agbar was, right? You remember Agbar?
Oh, yeah,
was,
you talking that shit. You be talking that shit. I know you be talking that shit.
Yeah, T, you know who be talking shit.
Yeah, I know you talking shit.
See, I was out of town. So I know I was going.
I know you was out of town. I know.
Boy, you just fall for the banana tailpipe every time.
Okay, banana tip.
Man, you,
I got a banana. I got a banana tip for you,
man,
and Hot Rod. Both y'all got a banana tip coming.
So what Hot Rod got to do with this?
See, now you ain't grown folks
it's
business.
He must be feeling some kind of way, but he just come on out there too.
No,
I'm gonna do just what it takes for him too. And keep him coming.
It sounds like you was in your feelings a little bit.
No, I just wanted to make it clear to the person that's on the back line with Daniel that they probably listen. I just wanted to let them know they're a scary motherfucker because they can't talk to me. So that way, they'll press the button and say who they are. If not, they scared, motherfucker.
That way.
There, you got him like he normally gets you. You got him all up in there, boy.
James, I was about to say that.
You got Hot Rod now, though, boy. Shit.
I'm good. I was at the track and I collected Punk out of money. I was there to race.
Hey, Hot.
And the ones that think they got something going, they wasn't even there.
Hey, Hot Rod.
Yeah.
How you say it? Cock a doodle doodle, Anna.
Well, yeah. hey, look here, country boy. You can tell by the way I walk. I ain't from around here.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Nah.
You know what they did, cock a doodle doodle, huh? What that chicken hawk said? I'm playing dead. Playing dead.
Yeah, you gonna go back? You gonna go back across that water? You like them pony hands? You be telling one leg or one?
I'm gonna hit you with one of them fucking wings. You keep saying you short a wing. I'm gonna hit you with one of them bitches.
You might walk over you, but you going back.
Hey, if you keep saying he short a wing, just tell him one with no wings next time.
And I'm gonna call him. That's
how you gonna do it, T. You gonna clip his wings, huh?
Oh my goodness!
I have him sitting there waiting on his ass.
Then you get used to having a chicken with no wings.
Hey, no, that means you're selling fucking ostriches. I'm selling baby
ostriches. All right. Hey, hey, you put them bitches on the grill though, did you?
Why don't you back open this new your mic?
See, boy, we ain't good, Santa, boy.
Oh, man, shit. That was a good ass time, man.
Yeah, no.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Chad, somebody calling your name, Zane.
Huh? Is Chad on here?
Yeah.
Hey, Chad. Yeah, you late, boy. Sherrod, I'm put that transmission in and I made a pair.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you just made a pair about 15 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. I already know. I wasn't supposed to say that. You talk too much, see?
You just realizing that, Chad?
That nigga talked too much, man. I said I was on my way to help.
I know. You the fool for believing you don't. Shit.
God damn. Fuck. They quit. Shit.
Hey, that motherfucker ain't bullshit, boy. I ain't gonna lie, that motherfucker got quick turnaround.
What the Quinn doing? What the Quinn gonna do?
Uh-oh.
Nah. I ain't forgot about your scary ass. Yeah.
Oh, damn, T, you got a lot of bass in your voice. You done did something we don't know?
Yeah, because
Ray's
gone. That's why.
Well, you know how that
be.
Let me clear my throat. Let me clear my throat.
What's in your throat like that?
The Quinn, after I done fucking chewed his ass, spit him out.
Oh, Lord. Nigga, ass now.
They Quinn.
Oh, shit.
They Quinn. What's up with that, bro?
I know they Quinn ain't got quiet on this motherfucker now.
I was on mute. What did he say?
Ask him to repeat what he said. I don't do all that no more, man. That's no man. Chad, hey, you been late,
huh?
Chad. Well, you know when I come on here, I'm gonna get quiet as shit.
Uh oh,
they Quinn. I know that ain't so, bro.
He's just bumping his
car. Let me take my foot off his throat where he can talk.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Quinn, man, you done got quiet, man. What's up with that, cuz? What's up, bro?
Boy, that motherfucker.
Capital B-I-G. Capital B-I-G-C-H-E-S-E.
He's just talking about
the Hey, Quinn, you ain't coming back fast enough, man. What's wrong, bro? That ain't true, they Quinn. What's up, bro?
The race was Saturday, bro.
Hey, Chad, I'm waiting on him to call me a motherfucker.
Hey, bro, the Quinn gonna shock y'all now here, I'm telling you.
Shit, he gonna get shocked, all right.
You only got two gorillas over there. That's fucking Silverback and Loki. Loki a bad motherfucker, boy. The rest of y'all?
I never said I was a gorilla. I'm not a gorilla.
We ain't no gorilla. We all small bottom feeders. We like the bottom feet on people like you.
Damn, man. They got two gorillas and two of the chimpanzees and got loose. The zoo must have opened the day after
God
the rain.
Damn.
They're going to talk shit.
Hey. Daniel just took his foot off Hot Rod ass, and now he want to talk now. Daniel just took his foot off his throat.
Daniel can't even talk to nobody because he didn't bring his car, and you didn't bring yours.
That's
the
all right.
The talking shit he didn't bring in.
I know he didn't. That's why I'm saying that. That's why he thought I was going to be there.
I didn't know.
Hey, mine was down, bro. We were trying to get caught, bro.
Well, hi, Rod. Don't mourn them. Got another big race in Atmo?
The 19th.
19
man,
what?
19. November 19th. Look,
yes.
Let me go over the rest of these. Hang on, I'm going to go over some more again. Look, we got 21st, 23rd, Trick Treat. 22nd is, that's at Holly Springs. Then the 22nd, Hell in the Dell. You got the 29th, Cali got a bike race at Atmore. If Carl's want to come, let her know. That makes some arrangements if you want to do some testing. The 29th, which would be 2 weeks before morning race. The morning race is the 19th. So, y'all know how to get in touch with her.
You ain't got to wait for that, Mo. What you want to do? We go to Baton Rouge this weekend with your bad ass.
Oh, no.
Hello?
So, is this shit ready? The Quinn shit ready? Fuck, no, because you know I'm going to probably show up.
Lord, no, I'm talking about me running you, Chief.
Well,
here we go with that.
More race in November?
Yeah, November 19th, Troy.
Okay.
Now, that more. I think that's the Louisiana, Mississippi versus Alabama, Georgia, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, hot, that's all, folks.
Yeah. I mean, they ought to be, him and Daniel ought to be jumping quick to get on my slow ass.
To be continued.
Now, I never said you were slow, hot. I never said you were slow. I said the Quinn was slow. I said the Quinn was slow.
Hey, that little side piece ain't slow. I mean, it's slow. Side piece ain't fast.
Yeah.
Side piece. Oh, I ain't scared of Sorrell. No, I ain't scared of
Sorrell
at all.
I didn't think you were.
Oh, okay, Chad. All right.
But we try all kinds of shit. You ought to know that by now. We love to race.
I know Sherelle
love
the race. I know he do.
Hey, Chad, that motherfucker killing this house. That motherfucker waving a pistol at everybody tonight, boy.
No, I ain't waving a pistol. I got a 50 cal.
Put that little motherfucker up.
I ain't waving a pistol. I'm waving a 50 cal.
Booty.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Hey, you know they jam too, huh?
Huh?
You know 50 cal's jam too, don't you?
Not if they done right. You shoot them old fucking rickety big ass shells, they will.
Oh yeah.
I'm shooting real live ammo, that real military shit.
Well,
I'm blowing holes in big blocks.
We got the cop killers over here. Come on over here and jump in that water.
I'm blowing holes in big blocks. You know, those 50 cows put a hole in a big block.
You got a big block, huh?
I don't have a big block.
Oh, you ain't got a big block?
Oh, no. I just think the Quinn big block a weak motherfucker.
Oh. I mean, we ain't no better either, man. I mean, we ain't no better. We just like to have fun, you know.
I know that. Don't take what I'm saying in personal, bro. I'm just having fun.
Oh no, bro. Nah, not at all, man. As you see, y'all see me at the truck. I be quiet, fucking with that car, and that's it. I don't even say nothing. I speak and keep it moving. That's how I am now.
Motherfucker,
cheese,
you ought to be a motherfucker, Sammy, your motherfucker self. Get on this bitch talking all the time.
Oh, he go mini me.
Then you begging for a motherfucking peace treaty.
He come mini me.
Oh,
or your motherfucking neck.
Mute his mic. He called
Nah, don't mute. Don't mute a motherfucker.
Mute that motherfucker's mic.
For a motherfucker,
hey, hey,
that motherfucker finally reached the top of that pillow. He can touch the radio and talk now.
Man, I'm going on mute, man. I'm going on motherfucking mute, man. Fuck.
No, Mo, hey, man. No, Mo. I was just trying to see, you know. He, I thought that was a gorilla for a minute. You know, we like to try some shit.
I ain't no gorilla, bro. Hey, it's going to happen. Me and Mo already got that shit discussed, too. It's going to happen.
Hey. Oh, you ain't Mo?
You fucking right.
Ooh, boy, hey, bro, look, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm speaking for Mo. We can't fuck with you then. If you go out for Mo, we can't fuck with you.
Oh,
we,
okay.
We can't fuck with you.
You ain't fucking getting me with that shit.
More bad man,
bro.
I'm going
to have to catch Mo slipping.
Oh, that's what it be, huh? Boy, you on that same boat with everybody else,
hey,
huh?
I'm going to be on my game. Mo better be on
nah,
his.
Listen, Cheese, you ain't going to catch me slipping because that's the last time that car gone, no problem. You got to catch me at Atmore, Steel, or XRP or somewhere.
Okay. All right.
Hey, man, I want to know how to
catch a brother when they slipping, man. What's up with that?
Hey, man, what's around? Who lock it know where you get them fucking parts so fast, man? I ain't never see a motherfucker break the day and have parts tomorrow to fix that motherfucker. Who you know?
That nigga.
What's that transmission one?
They say they there, he get them shipped immediately. Go get them.
Man, that if motherfucker, I don't know who that motherfucker
number,
know.
Call me, you got a ball guard in there?
Are y'all four?
I think so.
Damn.
Not just that, I'm talking about the motor, too. That motherfucker hurt something on the motor. In about a week or two, that bitch fixed.
You might work on your shit then. Hey, DeQuinn, you ought to say my work on yours or your shit get fixed in the week.
I got my parts, man. Yeah, nothing I said. I said,
no, you see you
we
down.
Didn't fix mine. I said we didn't fix mine because we were working on Coma, trying to get Coma ready for
okay.
That lock-in race.
All right, okay. That was it, then. Y'all, when y'all finish, y'all come over here and put mine together for me, too, shit.
They don't want to do that, Jamie.
They
don't
want to
do that, Jamie.
Why not?
You know,
Daniel,
hey, I ride no two. You know why?
Why?
Daniel,
I don't know. That
go Cheese again. He gonna throw a peach tree.
Don't say me.
Like your boy said, you might spring a water leak. Might spring a water leak.
Yeah. Oh,
no,
they gotta do
what that fucker with, bro. Jeez. Oh. You got a booty shot or something because you talking your ass off after the race.
You know I talk shit before the race, after the race.
The show was quiet.
We gonna see. That's how I know how close mine is.
No,
hey.
Well, when is going to happen, man? When is going to happen? So we can make sure all of them there.
I'm going to Atmo. I'd have made that plan.
Going to Atmo. Well, look, wait.
The RV getting ready.
I'm saying you going to Atmo. The RV, the car,
everything. We going to Atmo.
And when is it?
You
going to
go
on the 19th? Oh, I'm going to spend
the night.
Right? Let me come home. I want to kick y'all ass. I want to sit there and enjoy it.
She's want to race a motherfucker when we go to another state battling other motherfucker. I told y'all he's going to throw that piece.
No. Hold up.
Yeah.
Nah.
No, man.
If that's the case, we can't race that then. If that's the case. But like I said, I mean, I want to be at a good track.
Mo
just said he ain't never going to
Mo.
No problem no more.
This
so.
Is not Mo, Cheese. All right, but he also said where he's going to race.
Now, I ain't saying I ain't never going to no problem. I said that car ain't going to no problem. But I don't want to turn it down, and I just want to leave it alone. I don't want to jet it down and all that. I want to leave it alone. So I'm gonna run my son's car. Had no problem. I'm on my son's car.
Understandable.
Nah, now it's understandable but, with your hot mouth fan. I told y'all you're going to come in this bitch. That
peace
treaty
shit. Hold on, hold on. Hey, you made it to the top again. You supposed to be sitting on your little hot chair.
Hey, bro, check this out.
You want to go ahead and get that out of the way on the 19th?
You did say you're going to be in ammo.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I'm going to be in ammo.
All right. You got
answer the question.
Just like I told you. Just like I told you, do you want to get out? Do you want to get out the way?
Mo, if we got to get out the way, we got to get out the way. That's how it's gonna be.
Man, we talking hard to me, Steve. Man, don't worry, bro. I'm coming, Steve. I'm coming, bro. I can't let that
man.
Man,
you ain't coming nowhere.
Man,
you ain't coming.
Stop.
You ain't coming nowhere. But the lead,
stop
in a minute.
Midget,
hey, Dad, you
midget.
Ain't coming nowhere. But the lean on the fence. That's all you coming to be. You coming lean on the fence, man.
That's not wiping me down, Mo. That's not wiping me down, man. Don't be talking. Danny wipe us down.
He's coming to see who's coming.
He coming down. We're making that spray. That detail spray. He get you shamed up.
Hey, Jamie, that motherfucker better than Riddell, huh?
It's 8 o'clock. Before we get messy, let me just address everybody right quick. One, give me one minute.
We got 34 callers, so you got enough on.
Okay, all right. I want to thank everybody. You know what I'm saying, for coming out. You know what I'm saying, supporting and having a good time with me and Miko. You know what I'm saying, no problem. Saturday. You know what I'm saying, we couldn't get it done the first time, August 20th. So you know, I know everybody couldn't make it for the rescheduled date. You know what I'm saying. So I know how that goes. You know, people already have plans set. But, you know, we tried our best to, you know, for to accommodate everybody, you know what I'm saying, for as, you know, spectators, racers, you know what I'm saying, you know, whoever, everybody, you know what I'm saying. So I appreciate y'all coming out, you know what I'm saying, you know, the people who brought their cars, you know what I'm saying, the people who could not, you know what I'm saying, I understand the circumstances, everybody can't be ready all the time, everybody can't make every race. But I appreciate everybody for coming out, you know what I'm saying, appreciate Louisiana, you know, y'all guys for stepping up. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, you know, things ain't go our way, but hey, we've gotten the paint, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to Mississippi, you know what I'm saying? Texas, you know, they came, you know what I'm saying? They raced, and hey, the truck from Texas was the better man that day, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the track did a good job with running the lanes. Well, shout out to Big Easy, Carlo and Richard helped, you know what I'm saying? Helped out with the teching and running the lanes, and the track did a good job running, getting the car, like Jamie said. Up and down the racetrack, you know what I'm saying, wasn't no big delays, you know what I'm saying, they did a good job with all spills, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, we all hated to see Anthony wreck, you know what I'm saying, the track did a good job, you know what I'm saying, with response time getting to him, you know what I'm saying, getting everything off the track and getting us back to racing, so, you know, shout out to the track, because, you know, we struggled in the past with getting races done, you know what I'm saying, and with taking time, getting, you know, taking a long time with getting cars down the track, you know, in between passes, so. We appreciate No Problem Raceway for, you know what I'm saying, doing a good job with that and everybody who helped, you know, and appreciate the races. I'm going to probably do another one in December because I know there's far and few, you know what I'm saying. I know, you know, Madisonville, y'all ain't doing nothing this year. And Flop, the only other promoter, you know what I'm saying, around here that's doing something, Big E's on, you know, they ain't been doing number one race yet. So I don't want to just leave us with nothing else to do around here for the people who can't travel, so I may do something. I'm gonna check with the track. I may do something in December. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like I did last year, first week of December. So, I'll let y'all know on that. But I just wanted to thank y'all and show y'all appreciation for coming out and having fun.
Oh yeah. Hey, don't Flop have something coming up?
Yeah, Flop got I think it's like a motorbike. More of a motorbike deal Flop got coming up on.
Okay.
And I think he got one free car.
Okay, all right. I didn't know what you had, because I ain't here written down, and I know I saw it. But, yeah, end of December be good. Well, not end of December, but in December would be
first
good.
Week.
Yeah. Like the little end of the year blowout shit. Yeah.
For everybody to shut it down, you know, hey, give us something to do.
Yeah.
That way, hey, you got, if you ain't got nothing off your chest by then, hey, yes, that's the time to do it.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And to give you, see if you gotta go back and regroup after you get your ass blown up. See if you gotta update. See if you're gonna give High Rod a reason to go down to the lab again, huh? After December or before?
No,
maybe that dude Daniel was talking to.
Mad, call me a motherfucker.
Maybe that dude Daniel was talking to do that to him, huh?
Yeah, they take down and ran to Riley's cage now.
Nah, fucking
boy. That's what he got.
Call me dude.
I will. I mean, like you say, it ain't nothing but a race. You got to win or lose. That's it.
You going to motherfucking lose, Cheese. So, get what?
Hey, you too short.
Mini-me,
you stepping past your line. Mini-me, you must be stalling out your hot chair.
Yeah. Your pamper that day, motherfucker.
You falling out that high chair. I'm gonna have to help you back up there.
Nah, you gonna shit on yourself that day.
That's one thing I ain't doing. I ain't shit on myself.
Hey, Mo, don't hold your breath now, Mo.
Diamonds take forever.
I tell you what, put some money on it for real.
Hell yeah, you talk to your number then, motherfucker.
$200 and I'ma beat at a race mode.
Nah, I know you gonna race. You gonna give me like
You said I wasn't gonna show up.
Give me like that.
You said I was gonna shit on myself and so I ain't showing up.
I'ma make sure you don't shit on yourself. I got plenty of the pins. I'm gonna blame you plenty of adult diapers, motherfucker.
I was trying to get you back for what you did me with that Blake race.
Oh, no, you'll never give me like that. You'll never get me slipping like that. No, sir.
You caught me slipping. That's all right. You caught me slipping. That's all right, though.
It's okay. Hey, he's his own team.
James,
wait. So you saying Mo caught you slipping?
Mo, I didn't never race Mo. I said, Mini-Me caught me slipping. Gonna walk up to my, I take Blake. I take the other car.
Uh-huh.
He got me with that silver Camaro Blake guy. I said, okay. He got me on that one.
Hey, man.
Hey, well, I'm gonna tell you like this. You better not be caught slipping in that mode.
Oh, no. I ain't gonna be slipping. You better believe it ain't gonna be slipping.
Got a diaper for his ass.
Yeah, I got a diaper. I done had my diamonds cut. They pad cut too. They cut their pad cut.
Don't cue me, man.
He was a corner.
Hey,
Alan, that means he got a bag. He got a bag already, Alan. He ain't going to need
it.
Yeah. He's not wearing a Depends, is he?
No, he got a bag.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I ride. You the one had a water, went down through there whistling on your ass.
Yeah,
so
I did.
Damn water
I was
out your
out
shoe.
Where you was at?
I was in that game at the finish line. Did you ever make a pass?
I was racing. Where you was at?
See, is that what you call racing?
He got hot.
And motherfucker, hey, he was talking all that shit. And Mo said, we might as well get out of the way. Then it, well, you know, it's just racing. You know, it's motherfucker with the stamps and everything.
No, you got me messed up. I'm going to be the same person.
It's just having fun. Nobody's doing it. man. You sound like one of these kids when they get
Mo always been my friend.
I tell you what, Cheese, if I make it,
now you sounded like the second dog. Now you sounded like the second dog.
If I make it, hey, no man, I'll run you for your shakedown. Me and you go off the trailer, Cheese, for that reason. If I make it, Mo, me and you can go off the trailer. What you wanna do?
Jamie will be there.
Uh-oh.
Man,
Jamie will be there.
I'm gonna run Jamie too. Look, I'm talking to you right now. You said you're going to be there, right?
Yeah, Jamie will be there. Let me catch your ass in that lane. Let me catch you in the lane. Let me catch your ass in the lane when I'm up there.
I'm inviting you to the lane. I'm inviting you to it. We're going to go. We can do it off the trip, me and you. We'll clear this shit up.
What do the lonely do?
Because you want to go off the trailer and you've been fucking testing your car for 2 years.
No, y'all saw.
No, bullshit, man.
Right.
You made more test passes than motherfuckers. There's only one other person
right.
I know make that many more test passes than you.
You saw my truck not acting right, so I said, fuck it. We'll try some dumb shit.
No, your ass has made some test passes. You done been to Agmo with your truck before, too. I ain't never been there with my car.
No, I didn't. I know I haven't.
Hey, Kenny gonna know what exactly
Brown
what to do at Admo. Admo be prepped to that.
No, I do.
We both either go for what we know how to be. See, what the fuck you want to do?
Fuck it.
Why them backline motherfuckers gonna teach you to do it, Cheese?
I ain't no backliner. I'm telling you, fuck it.
I want you to get them a pair of gloves and let them carry your kids out the fucking train.
You heard what I said. Fuck it.
You
heard what I said.
God,
you heard what I said?
Fuck it.
I'm the
only motherfucker
that
locked
you know what
in
that means.
I'm the only motherfucker locked in with somebody, and they didn't race. The motherfucker run their mouth and talk on the back line. Man, fuck all them scary motherfuckers. Nah.
Well, I don't know who you're talking about on that. I can't battle with that. I don't know who that
anybody
is.
Anybody got open anybody? Oh, hang on. That's Clyde. Must have dropped off. Clyde, you back open. Let's see. Yep.
Cloud will be in Admo too.
Who?
Cloud will be in Admo.
Hey, what you
Cloud got his shit said.
You dispatched.
No,
right?
I ain't talking about that, Cloud. I ain't talking about that, Cloud. How do I know what I'm talking about?
I don't
know the Clyde from Mississippi. I know the Clyde from Madisonville, boy.
Well, you talking about Clyde?
Where my cousin? Look at the queen talking about Clyde's cousin now. You talking about my cousin.
<That's
Clyde Williams. laughs> You talking about my cousin.
Damn, they
quit,
bro.
What you say? You talking about my cousin?
Well, she's crazy as a motherfucker.
Man, that nigga, that hell, man.
Oh, Lord. Quinn used to be on there, man, them sorry motherfuckers from Nashville, them scared motherfuckers. Yeah, we got your ass scared now, them guns loaded now.
Hey, that motherfucker Loki a bad motherfucker, boy.
Oh, yeah. I ain't trying to put Loki on you.
Well, look, me
don't sound like nobody else want Loki either. Don't sound like nobody else want Loki either.
Hey, you heard me, me and Silverback was sitting beside each other, and he said, boy, why this? If that fucking, they were having a problem with the shifter, the fucking automatic shifter. He said the motherfucker was shifting while it was on the jack stand, but when they put it on the ground, the motherfucker was acting up. He said, watch this shit. If this motherfucker shift right, watch the gap he put on Clyde. Man, that bitch was about to fuck Clyde up. That's a bad motherfucker, bro. And I thought Clyde was the one to beat. Where that fucking
I
let fuck
the
come
car.
From? Boy,
I
boy, boy. That bitch ride, boy, I ain't lying. It's a bad motherfucker right there. He still has.
Well, Loki had the fucking number.
Yeah, Brian and them
there
too, so. There's a bunch of cars there. That was, you know.
Yeah, he had a bunch of fast cars. That 68 Camaro, bad motherfucker. He just couldn't
get
it
figured
out.
Oh, yeah, he just couldn't
get
it figured out. He couldn't. Yeah, he couldn't pull enough to get it to go down. That's something.
Hey, dude,
oh, I know it'll ride.
Yeah, dude, that wreck running against Flacco's truck. That motherfucker, that ride too.
That wasn't no Flacco truck.
No, Anthony Auto. No, that's not Flacco truck.
That was no
Flacco
truck. Flacco old truck is in Mexico. That wasn't no Flacco truck. That truck
was
bad.
Kind of
like
yeah,
that motherfucker laid a path down, boy. I ain't lying.
Oh, that truck fast.
Yeah, that dude, like he been with sandbagging all night until that finals.
Nah, he wasn't sandbagging. He just, man, you couldn't get beside yourself on the starting line, or you was gonna knock yourself out the game, just like the hell I did. Right, right.
Should have put the A to B in that dog.
The A to B wasn't gonna beat that truck.
No,
that's why I had to swing for it.
No,
I ain't gonna say swing for it. I had to put a little something in there because I know when you got a little small block nitrous car, you got a dog on. You gotta get out there on a turbo car, a pro charge car. You can't be doggone slipping off the line and try to run with the motherfuckers in high gear. Motherfucker gonna run out your life.
Stop, man. They're going to do like Jamie did in High Ride.
That shit's slow.
That's exactly
what they'll do, Chief.
That's exactly why I see. Try to see if that motherfucker was going. What's going on, motherfucker? We can make a shock adjustment, make a chassis adjustment to get a decent tune-up to go down there. Hey, if it would have went down there, we'd have had something to fight with him. Now, hey, we ain't no fucking good anyway, so hey, it is what it is.
Real talk, huh?
Yeah. I'd rather knock the tires off trying to go fast than to go out there and put some slow-ass shit in there and get gapped.
Yeah, real talk.
Yeah.
I know he's talking about something.
I thought he was talking about that man on the back line again, talking to him.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That back line hell, boy.
Yeah, back line hell. Shit.
Hey,
oh, man. So we got a little break. Anybody going to, oh, yeah, y'all going to Kurt, Bobby Brace on the 50. Let me write that down. I got something here. Atmore got something. November 5th. I think that's
I want to tell y'all about that race. Anybody who's interested in doing an invite only, they're going to do either 8 or 16, and they're going to do a couple alternates. They're doing a $1,000 buy-in, and the promoter putting $2,000 on top. So if it's 8, it's $10,000. If it's 16, it's $18,000. They're doing it at Atmore. It's an invitational deal. So that way he not trying to have nobody that's just outclassing everybody else in there. So it's an invitational type of deal. He's doing all steel, all glass, and he's doing 28.
All right.
That's November the 5th at Atmore.
Yeah, I got it written down. Yeah, I couldn't remember who. Was that Pat throwing that?
No, that's Jason. Jason Fowler.
Jason Fowler. Okay, yeah, let me write that down. I know I had it written down. I wonder. All right, there we go.
All right, hey, Atmo trying to do the damn thing, huh?
Man, well, they got some new
something.
People running there, huh?
Yeah, we got Joey. Joey is an ex-racer. Joey is putting that shit down. He put that shit down. He got a prep guy to come in there and show his guys how to prep, and they got to figure it out over there.
Good deal. Hell yeah, shit. That's all it takes, man. Let the professionals come give you little pointers. You can go
for
it.
They already was working with a good service.
Oh, yeah. Well, it already been cut years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. That man, they had a grudge race classified in Teflon Don. Had a grudge race. They locked the grudge race in at 1:30 or 2, right at 2 o'clock in the morning. That man motherfucking drug and sprayed that track. And that man said, man, you when they got dew coming out, you got to drag the hell out the track, and then you got to hurry up, but you got a 5 to 10 minute window. You got to hurry up and get it on. And that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
That's a doggone. That's a racist doggone owner. For you know that for two, you even prepped the hell out the track just for a doggone two cars to go down that motherfucker. Yeah, that means something to the racist.
Hell yeah.
I'm here to tell you, that fucking track on point. Steel and Atmo, the motherfuckers on point.
Well, good. Atmo ain't really that bad of a ride.
Nah, ain't number 2.5 for us.
Yeah, like 3 for us, 3 little change.
I'm gonna start going over by by Gary too, Evadel.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard a lot of good things about Gary too. You know what I'm saying? Gary, good person, good dude.
He was out there Saturday.
Yeah. He was with the truck that won it.
Havoc truck.
Mhm. Yeah, the Havoc truck.
Mhm. Wreaked havoc.
Yes,
what
they
that,
did.
A little luck,
yeah.
Though.
Huh? Yeah, that's right there in Texas. Ain't a bad ride. It's right there when you get to that Port Allen exit on 10. I forgot the other exit, Port Allen and something else. Ain't no bad ride, like 4.5 hours. Well, 4.5 from New Orleans, so if you're out there,
yeah,
with you actually look closer. Yeah, we're going up there to the trick or treat shit, cause Mathuna, that's where he going. The majority of his cars going, so we're gonna go up there. And I'm gonna lock. I'm waiting on him to lock in. I'm 9 times out of 10, as long as they still have all pressure, I'm gonna lock Barry Bobo in, Tony Bynes, and D&D.
Oh shit.
What, you going to Holly Springs, though?
Yes, sir.
That's the race, man. We used to love to go to that race.
Yes, indeed. That's one of the big ones, yeah.
What that date is over there in Holly Springs?
21st through 23rd of October.
What it is?
21st through the 23rd, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All right.
Yeah, they go all the whole weekend now.
Yeah, if for some reason they don't want them to lock in, I'm gonna go to what you call it, Evadel, and run Miss Graham. I ain't going up there without no locking. I gotta have a locking.
Yeah, that's a good ride there.
Yeah, I ain't going up there hoping I find somebody to lock in on the premises and all that. I ain't doing that. I gotta have at least two. At least two for one on five and gamble shit. I ain't going way up there for no little money, and I ain't going up there for without no locking. Hell with that. Either I'm getting my asshole blowed out, or either I'm coming home with a smile on my face.
Hey, Mo, whatever happened to that race with you and Silver Surfer?
Silver Surfer went down. He got a big block in it now. Yeah, it's one of them things. Everybody, like, My little setup is behind the time now. You know what I'm saying? All the majority of the small blocks then went to big bull space, candy valve deals, or either motherfucking they didn't went to big blocks. So I'm in a position to where shit I'm behind the fucking eight ball at the moment. So it, I gotta pick my spots. I can't get out there in every race I get in. I'm the underdog. I ain't about to be out there, get out there and be gambling no good money. And I ain't no fucking the odds against me every fucking race. Fuck that. But I just like the fucking little deal in Atmo. You look at the doggone list of calls that accepted, every single one of them big block. I'm the only fucking small block.
I'm only doing supposed to be some little smaller calls.
Yeah, ain't none of them going to do nothing with me. That's the thing. All the calls that's supposed to be raising me, they're fucking scared. So I got to raise fucking calls that really got more than me, shit.
Wow.
What it is. I know what I got to do. I'm going to sit my ass down somewhere and raise my son call.
There you go. All right, it's coming. They're almost done.
Yeah. We should have all pressure within the next week or two.
Well, there you go. Hell yeah.
Family boy.
That's the terrible one, Amo. Yeah, the terrible call. The button deal. Something to have fun with. We can race right here around the house at No Problem, State Capitol, Gulfport, Prentice, all the local tracks. And the creek.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, brother. The fucking track did a good job cleaning all of them fucking spills and it was the motherfucker hustling to get that shit done, bro.
Oh, that was quick.
Fast, man.
Yeah,
did a
real good job.
No downtime. I was like, God. Especially when they call all the track down, I was like, God damn, dude. So we about to be out here all night. Shit, before I left, I hear calls and I said, damn, they got something cleaned up. I mean, he did pull to the side quick, you know, as soon as he bust a pan. So, I mean, the guy was pretty courteous pulling to the side. But he got up there and he was working their ass off. That's good, man. That's a good thing. And y'all see, Gulfport got new owners too, man. Taking over in December.
Yeah, I'm gonna give a show in Gulfport next week. I'm gonna open up a little bit. I normally don't do number one show. I'm about to open up. I'm gonna do about 5-6 of the motherfuckers. Fuck it. Yeah, I'm
gonna
do one in Gulfport. I'm gonna do two or three in No Problem. I'm gonna do two or three in Atmo.
Mm-hmm.
Next year. So,
yeah, he said
the
he know,
people,
they
the,
bragging people,
the
but they wanna.
I'm gonna
man, freak racing. That's all we did before.
It's the prime location. It's in the middle for everybody. It ain't a bad ride for nobody. So, you know what I'm saying? We have, you know, it's right there for Louisiana, Alabama. You know, it's in Mississippi. So, you know, shit, we go. Hey, that's why I want to finish my son car, because it's a car I don't have to drive 5-6 hours away to, you know, to go race and shit. I can race it right around here. I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna probably do one about 2-3 classes, and fucking give away some free money.
There you go. Yeah, cause they was cutting up that little at Jeremy and Scoopy race. Shit, something like that, man. You know, a few classes, boom.
Yep, probably do like Outlaw Street, Daily Driver, and 28.
Yep. There you go. Yeah, that'll be perfect.
Hey,
I mean,
man,
some
I'm
of your cars that really be competing in them 28s could get into Outlaw Street, you know, because a lot of them,
yep.
You know, they can't compete with the bigger cars. But
hey, how do a man who wrecked, bro?
Well, Anthony Good. They got the car. They looking for parts now. Dak went over there. They shit. Mm-hmm. They started tearing that some bitch apart. They had it all apart Sunday. All the pieces cut up that need to be fixed. He looking for things right now.
Oh, that's good, bro.
That car runs. Where they from? Man, don't make me lie. I want to say around Walker, Central, Denham, in that area, somewhere up in there. I think that's where he at, somewhere around there. Baton Rouge area.
That bit right. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, that car run good. Remember at our race, all four wheels come off the ground. Remember when he hit it, it stood straight up?
Damn.
The damn Progressive was giving it everything. was messing up. That dummy stood straight up at our race. God. But he's fighting a bunch of little stuff on it. And he finally got it. It was kept on the wheelie real bad. Some changes in. Shit, he got it right enough. Mm-hmm. And he had a little motor problem. Something had happened with the, I don't know, and he had to go back over to go through the motor again. He just got it back together. Did a couple of test hits and stuff. Yep. Yeah, he gonna be down long. Get that little front piece welded back and put his cap back on. I think he's looking for another cap. Yep. Anything, he's not hurt, you know.
Right.
He bought them parts and sit back and wait for your parts. Then can't make your livelihood, you know, make money. And that's what really hurts you. You can't get out there and support your family.
But hey, you should have heard Silverback. Man, I wish we would have bought Silverback audio. Fuck, man. Fuck. Hey, when Loki fucked up? What the fuck up, man? Man, I wish we should have bought Silverback audio.
Shit, he went to Baton Rouge. He's at a cross country meet with his daughter. That morning, at 4-something that morning, they had to get on a bus and get them all the way to Baton Rouge. They drove there.
Damn.
Did that, came back, had to go check on the job in Slidell, and then drove all the way back to what you call it. I said, boy, he's salt, boy. Because he kept calling. I said, dude, they got some, that's they're going to be good. I'm on my way. I said, I called him again. He said, shit, I'm about to pull in. I said, damn, dude. He said, I ain't missing this. I'm coming. I want to see Misha racing.
Man, that was a fucking nice race.
Well, you had a good time, man. Perfect. It's perfect, man. You know? It's the right amount, you know? You get too many cars,
right.
You get everybody be wanting to test, and too many people want to get down the track, you can't get everything done. You got to get the right mix, man. Everybody making their test hits, a couple of good grudge races, and then you got your shootout, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know what? Let me tell you something, Jamie. Let me tell you something. That's why that free entry is the wave, I'm telling you, because guess what?
Oh, yeah.
They eliminate all that testing and tuning. All right, what you going to do? You going to sit up here and you going to watch everybody run for a free entry shootout?
Yeah.
Or you going to get in there and
test pad?
Yeah, get
in shootout, yeah. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
All
right. So, hey, it's going to cost you the same amount of money to test and tune as it's going to cost you to get in this dog on shootout. You'll be a fool not to doggone stepping soon with a chance at the money too.
You're right.
So hey, that's what eliminate all that testing tune. You know, all the cars that know they can't get in the shootout, they come before the shootout, like they did. All the big tire cars and stuff came early. You know, got their little
mm-hmm.
2-3 licks in before the shootout started and shit. The ones who need to make more, they went back at it after the shootout, well, in between the rounds of the shootout.
Yeah.
So everything worked out good, you know. So
that's just
something for, you know, all us promoters to think about, you know what I'm saying, in the future.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, man. That Tess and Tune, let me tell you something. I know Tess and Tune doggone pays the bills, you know what I'm saying, for the promoters, you know what I'm saying, because you can't just do away with Tess and Tune, but that's one way to be able to control it, you know, because Tess and Tune is what actually, you know what I'm saying, it causes a ruckus, you know what I'm saying, when you're trying to, you know, run your doggone show, run your classes, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because, I mean, some of them understand, but then some of them, well, I don't pay, I want to test, yeah, but man, we trying to get a shoot off. You know, yeah, but I'm in pain. I want to make a test. Just let me get my shit out, man. You know?
Well yeah, but a lot of people don't realize when you're giving a show, it's not a doggone Tess and Tune show. It's a show. The show
and I tell them that. I be telling them, man, but I passed. I understand that. Just bear with me. Let me get this, do this, and we're going to win. We're not telling you can't run. You just have to wait a second. You can't just come up here when you want to come and run. That ain't the Tess and Tune night. This is not like that's not Friday night or Wednesday night the way you just make pass when you want to make a pass. This is an event. You know? This ain't
right.
Like Glenn already said, yeah, man, it was swabbed up there to put them on the wall. And they was ready to make that. I said, man, look, this is bad with us. Let these guys make their little tests before the shootout start, then we can get y'all, okay? Just bear with me, please. Man, we can't please everybody. We trying though, you know. Just bear with us. We'll get everything. We gotta have a happy, you know, find a compromise on everything. So we worked it out. Like you say, man, you just gotta that like you said, with that you're testing and tuning, but you're in the shootout too. You know, maybe you got free money to swing at.
Yep.
Make the hit. Everybody also, come make their little hits. What'd you say?
Yep. I know what I want. I ain't mean to cut you off, damn it. But I also want to commend the track. I also want to commend the track on how they had them barricades set up. They had it to where the spectators can be like right down the starting line, but be out the way on each side, on each lane. And they also had an area barricaded for the media, so they were right there on the starting line. You know what I'm saying? But they out the way. And I'm saying I ain't lying. That's a good idea, and that was a great way how they got it set up. That way, you don't have to worry about all them people just standing in the lane.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Messing
yeah.
up the track, stepping in the glue. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They executed that good. That's nice. That helped the promoters out a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? With organization.
Oh yeah, and then you I take it back, man. From like Riddell said, people like cattle. You got to just, you tell them where you put them guards up, make them go where you want them to go. And that's what you do. You put them cattle guards
that,
on there.
You did say something about that.
And you follow?
You
huh?
You did say something about them. You did say that about what they should be with them guardrails. That was what he was talking about right there.
Yeah, remember months and months, almost a year ago, he saying how you should do that. Follow them people and make them only go so well where you can go here and there. Yeah, man, we tried it, but we didn't get enough guardrails. We did as much as we could. When we had that, no problem when Stefan was there, we got a bunch of, as much as we can get, afford to get shit. But we did. But that's nice. I like how they got it. Cause you still walk around. You know, you still walk to the spectator side and get over there. And you come to the ball. You're not trapped. You know. So.
Yeah, when your boy tried to. I mean, there was two causes at the speed at the starting line, and he wouldn't let the cause go because the people were down the side, but them dudes were still running. Now they had to figure something out about doing something with that, because you can't. I mean,
yeah,
the people with the cause at the starting line can't control what somebody doing on the side, and you can't hold them up. Them boys would have had money on the line, and one of them calls would have broke, and they had like a slip that no break clause or whatever. Because they were waiting for him to get back to the tree, because he wouldn't let the cars go until they moved. I understand that, but that could have turned out bad too. That would have been a big ass drug race, and somebody car was broke, sitting there waiting because he didn't want to let them go.
Yeah,
it worked out. They moved, but
yeah,
that's something that figure out a quick plan for that shit.
That's it. Just keep building on what you. Working on ironing them little things out, trim the fat. That's all you gotta do.
Get it right. Modified. But yeah, they was going down fast. It went down a lot faster. That's what I like. I was impressed. I was like, damn, they getting them down, man. Shit, yeah. You know? A couple of things that I know, but hey. Step in the right direction, man. It's a positive. Everybody had fun. Shootout got finished. Everybody good. You know? Yep. Yep. Yeah. So the next one is Robin race on the 15th. Cool, 15th.
Battlefield.
That's closer than steel. Racing for the bag or racing for that bag or something like that, I think it's called. Yeah. I think maybe this week they got that G-Body shootout in steel, huh? Is that this weekend?
Yep, this weekend they got that $50,000 G-Body shootout.
Oh, somebody go live. We'll check that out. We're going to be at the coast. So.
Hey, Moop, what's that? That's a small block shootout or just a G-Body shootout?
I think it's the junior G-Body. You know, Pat got them. Them two. The limited G-Body, that class and died. So the junior one, the only one that's still holding on.
And now they coming up with varsity and this and that and low.
They got really, you know, that G-Body over there in that Georgia, Alabama area.
Boy, y'all noticed the G-Bodies lately been popping up for sale?
Yeah, because the class is done. Then all the motherfuckers got big blocks in them. And the rules, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
when you go to giving away that big money like that, them motherfuckers, let me tell you something. When you go to giving away paying out that kind of money, $50,000, that make the people with the money get into that shit. And then they just outclass the majority of the people. So, yeah, you know, who in the hell? I'm a small block nitrous car. You think I'm going to a race I know Jason X is going to be at? I ain't got a chance. Fuck, unless he breaks. It's just that's just how that shit go. They, you know, every time you go to pay out, you gonna get the motherfucker with that money that's gonna come in, and they gonna kill the class. So that's just how it goes.
And they push the rules.
Yep. You see what
they got a
$50,000 small block race. I'm sorry, it's $100,000 small block race. On the 21st and 22nd in South Carolina in House of Hook. The way they kept Jason X out of it was they did 3-speed transmission max. That way you don't kill a
friend. He got one of them Lincolns?
Yeah, he got a Linko. He got a Linko.
Oh yeah.
You know how that goes. Everybody can't afford that transmission.
He probably got
top converted
with the. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's a $30,000 setup, man. Everybody can't afford that.
Yeah,
you're
getting them gears. Oh, girl, you need to calm your ass down.
Yeah, but some people like that with money, they'll go spend the money and buy a Mark Mickey 3-speed or something just to try their luck, you know? Them boys got endless money, though.
Well, yeah. He'll fit the spirit of the class. Damn near every car in that motherfucker got a fucking 3-speed lockup. So it wouldn't be nothing different.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be no advantage.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be just like the spirit of the class.
He'll be equal with him.
He'll be even with him. Yep. He could have did that. Think about it. If he would have put one, he could have put a 3-speed lockup in that motherfucker and went. They couldn't have said shit.
Mm-hmm.
He beat the rules. You don't got that transmission in there for nothing.
Well, no.
Hey, Mo, I've been trying to call you the last couple of days. I seen I missed your call the other night.
Yeah, I had Patrick Galton. He had broke down right there in Gonzales with his kids in the car, and all his kids between 3 and 6 years old. And I was at the race. I couldn't just leave because I was running a race. So I wound up got Ferb
had got Jermaine truck and trailer and got him off the highway and brought him to the hotel, and he just got a room. And I got up early Sunday morning and went up there. All thing that it was the drive belt had popped. So I got a belt from AutoZone down here and went up there and put it on for him, and he got on back to Jackson.
Well, shit.
So I was calling you to, you know what I'm saying, to see if you was able to tow him. Because at first he was going to get towed to the track and was just going to, you know, figure it out from there. But when you didn't answer, I had to figure it out, you know, and I got it together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Jamie, when you leaving for the coast?
For me? We're going to pick our packet up tomorrow morning, and then Thursday we head it out in the morning, Thursday, 7 o'clock. I think going to be some cars there this year, man. Traffic going to be crazy.
I know last week Lil PJ and all posted on his personal page and someone shared it. Last week, Tuesday or Wednesday, they had 9,200 cars pre-registered.
Yeah, yeah, that's what somebody was telling me. It was almost 10, man. We 44,
a week,
25, 44 something. That's what we are. Our number is for the truck. So we was 40 and we registered. We kind of look about, I guess, around July. We might have did it June, July, somewhere in that.
Yeah, like 9,200 a week and a half before the event. I'm like, motherfuck.
Yeah, that they expecting 10. That's why I'm putting a bigger transmission cooler on this sucker and a fan on the switch. So when I get in traffic, I ain't got to worry about that. Which it don't run. I run 210, but that's the LS motor, so that's where I run in the truck. But I don't like it. I'm going to put a little fan, cool it down just a little bit. It's cruising. I'm at 160, 170, you know, so I'm good. I'm actually doing that right now. I got the big transmission cooler set in there. Put that. Plumb them lines tomorrow evening. That's it. Check my fluids and everything. Rock and roll. Yeah. We're out around Friday. And then Thursday, my niece want to come, so they got to have their school, so she's just going to take off and we'll ride around with her. That's it, man. Shit. We'll have some fun. Y'all going up?
No, I'm trying to finally get my transmission fixed. I'm going to Keith Hunter's. We're supposed to jump on it tomorrow. And if I get back, if I get it done, get it back together, I'm going to try to go. State Capitol starting to test and tune on Sunday, so try to finish my G-body.
Uh-huh.
I got some 28s, and I got 28x10s on a set of rims, and I got some 29x10.5. I got two sets of rims,
mm-hmm.
so I'm going to go see.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Yeah. And waiting on that antique plate to come in.
Uh-oh. What are you, an antique plate?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
They can't do you know when you got an antique plate riding on the street. Yeah, man, that's an antique car. I wasn't racing. And then I got to go by Derek Lanou, do some shit over there.
Oh, yeah. Body of that. I got a few things to do.
Hopefully
I get this shit. Almost done. I was at a Go ahead and finish them zoomies. Go ahead and give me an adult happy meal, man.
Man, I was talking with Michael Dillon, I think it was over the weekend. He was up there at Indianapolis 2 weeks ago or something. That dude and went out and bought him a big house on wheels like Riedel.
Yeah, he got that nice camper, man.
Yeah, I seen it the other day. He posted some pictures sitting on, watching the racing from in the front window and shit. I said, go ahead, Mike.
Nice camper, man.
Yeah, that's from the pictures from what I've seen. I mean, I never seen Riedel's one. I seen him parked by his shop and what he posted on Bookface. You know, when he posted that little hovercraft, that thing that go ride in the swamp that don't get stuck, you know.
Yeah, I want to. I'll try that one, man. Shit. Be nice. Pull over and go to sleep, man. Get in there something after the racing. Get you a nap. Wake up and drive home. You know? Yeah, that's it, man. Yes, sir. Why is daddy shit now, boy? I ain't by quiet.
Hey, Jamie, what you got left, Jamie?
Jamie, you said I had a month ago. Finished running them little exhausts. Well, that's it. And connect some wires. And I lock up.
You right there.
Yeah, I'm right there. It's that shit that you'd be like today, I could have messed with. But I'm working on that truck. We got to go to Cleveland Coast, man. I ain't messing around that. And Sunday I was tired. I was recuperating, man. I was wore out. So, after Cleveland Coast, I'm thinking with it. I'm going to switch.
What time you made it home?
Shit. About 2:30?
Well, y'all left early.
And then I got woke up by the police running through this son of a bitch. They're chasing the damn car, man. And through Madisonville. Fucking
come on.
Pulled. Yeah, some. They saw a car parked by a business in the back somewhere. So when they pull up on it, the car take off. Now this is in Ponchatoula Hammond area. Run all the way down this way. They chase me. I hear that because I was half sleeping here. All I'm trying to do, what the hell is that? And so I get up. And then I hear a couple of more pass over there. I was at a bad wreck somewhere. So I looked out the window. I hear him again. I said, damn, see this car ride by kind of fast right in front of the house. In turn, he stopped it. And then nothing but police. I said, oh, Lord have mercy. I said, shit. So I waited. I said, man. And I talked to one of my buddies. State police, he told me we went down. They wound up wrecking up on the road. About 5 miles from him. And then there was a 15-year-old girl, like a 17, 18-year-old boy. But they wouldn't been in trouble if they had just told the cops what they was doing, but they got nervous and took off running. Now they got all kind of charges. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, so I was tired. I went to the shop, tinkered with some stuff, but a couple more things that's still going on. But I just need to get on it. That's all, man. I just ain't got no motivation to it right now. I'm tired, man. I good. I keep doing that. I keep missing these races. That's the problem. Pushing that shit back. I'll make it. I'll try for now. I should be able to make it the 19th. Put that where I want to make the 19th, so.
I'll tell you what. Hey, I ain't hear Mo talk about that
Louisiana and Mississippi versus, what did you say, Georgia and?
I think that's what it's been. Is it Louisiana, Mississippi versus Georgia, Alabama? Or is it just open free fall?
Well, we're going to hold that one back to next year. We're going to open up the season next year with that one. And
okay.
We do call this the same throwdown.
Okay, all right.
I know that motherfucker, that was
going to
be lit.
Oh, that was going to be good in that, boy. Because you get some people.
Right.
That boy got some fast-ass cars. So just ending on 28, huh, in the small block nitrous.
All steel, all glass, small block nitrous,
uh-huh.
28.
Okay, all right. All steel, all glass. Oh, all steel, all glass, and a 28 and a small block nitrous?
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit. Damn. Damn. Oh, shit.
That's going to be a fucking
Damn.
Event right there, boy.
Hell yeah.
4,000 to win each class.
And then it's going to be cool, too. Hell
yeah.
It's
going to be a daytime race there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you got to get it. Yep. You need to get that one rolling early. Yes, sir. That's where she getting them fucking shoes from. This bitch slick. I don't figure it out. Sorry about that. I wonder where she's getting them shoes from. Oh, my dog. Smart, boy. Yeah, I done bust your ass. I got you now. I'm going to tear that tail up. That's what she doing. She got a basket where she keep her little stuff, her little sandwiches and stuff. So the digging and thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bad. But, yep. Hell yeah. Oh, shit. I guess anybody gonna talk shit. Anybody else got anything to say? I'll shut it down. You know me. I'll go take me a bath and shower. Give me some sleep. Hey, here go. Hey, go back line. You just got off the back line with them or what?
Nah, I'm working, dog. I'm on call, so I'll take care of something.
All right. Well, you got anything to say?
Jamie, I'm glad I came home this morning.
Wow.
Said Leanne had a little procedure. People who run it kept her.
Oh shit, boy, good thing you did, huh? Damn.
Mm-hmm.
God worked mysterious ways, boy.
Yeah, I said, boy, I started to stay.
You'd had to beeline it back.
And I'd have never heard the last of it.
Oh, yeah. 20 years from now. You remember you left me here and I had to do that? And mom and dad had to come there. And Dennis and Kelly and Quinn had to come over. And, you know, I just couldn't believe you. You just...
Then you got the little dirty Corinne. She'd have been salt lines back there cold signing. I bet if his buddy Daniel would have called.
yeah, Daniel called. Mama, he came home. Daniel would have called.
My buddy Daniel. I don't know where they got it. I don't know
your
what he's going to be tripping, baby.
Yeah. Buddy Daniel. Yeah.
Daniel. He still on here?
What's up?
Daniel, on here.
Remember we met at that McDonald's a couple of years ago and exchanged that package?
Yeah.
That's where they got your name from. They never forgot that. My buddy Dan.
Clyde, you get to get ammo, what's your call? when they go to Admiral?
When they go?
The 19th.
I got plans on doing all kind of shit, dude. You know how it work with me. All kind of shit come up, man.
Yeah, but you ought to be done
November
by that. You'll be finished in there by 19th.
November 19th, honey.
November 19th. Something else probably come up. You know how shit go with me, dude. I mean, I have plans on doing a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, he'll be playing to make it, Danny, but he's got to see what his schedule do. If it ain't.
Man, we
got you to put some. You gotta have to let somebody drive so they can get some speed under the belt, huh?
No.
I let Renee drive.
He wanna go fast.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let Renee drive. He wanna go fast so bad. Let him drive my shit.
Oh, man.
Where my cousin DeQuinn at?
He was on there earlier. He probably fell off.
What up, cuz?
I ain't making nothing either, cuz.
You can hear me, Jamie?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm going back on mute. All right.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I don't know what we got, man.
So, with the little white truck winning the race, who considered winning the race, Louisiana, Mississippi? Who won?
Well, he was part on the Mississippi team. He was taking on the Mississippi team.
So Mississippi 2-0.
Yeah, well. Yeah, if you count it that way.
Who
won? You know, beg. You had to get somebody. Had to beg for help. They had 10 calls. Only a day at 10? 11 with that other call on the truck. Almost like the same we had when we went to Mississippi. Yep.
Oh, man.
It'd be fun. Be a good little rival, man. Sure.
How far is Atmore from here?
3 some change. Ain't that bad, Clyde. Because once you get in Mobile, shoot up 65. So it's all a nice ride to Mobile, you know.
I like that ride to Admiral.
I'm so tired of that.
About 30, 40 minutes, he got a Waffle House. So when we hit that Waffle House up there.
His ass would like that ride. He don't be fucking driving, going freaking shit.
Oh, he know he don't know what the ride is. He think it's short high ride because he fall asleep, wake up, you know?
Yeah.
Damn, we all here. Yeah, this show motherfucker been sleeping.
Real nice.
Hey, Jim, I ain't like that fucking Florida ride. That motherfucker, that was a long ride, though.
Oh, so you couldn't lying. Sleep all the way through it. You kept waking up. Are we there yet? We there yet? Yeah, that was a killer ride, then.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Look at here. Boy, look at here, boy. Florida, off around. If I could have got a nigga to give me the right, somebody to give me the right price at Buckets, I would have told him that call.
Well, come on, man.
Boy, that was an awful ride, dude.
Well, fuck Florida.
I tell you. Yeah, boy, look here. Somebody could have gave me somebody right there at Buckets. They could have had them a call.
No.
I'd have got me an apartment up there. That was awful, man.
That
was awful. It was awful, dude. See, I'm on my man's show, Ronnie. I ain't got no help doing nothing. I got to load everything up by myself. It was awful. Dude. I worked all day. Jamie left early. They left early that morning. You know, I can't. I'm always late, dude.
What's your name? Bucket High Ride, Backliner.
What did he say? When I say what?
We
backline.
You actually talking about Daniel being on the backline with people.
Oh, him and Cheese. I mean, oh yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. That's why he came on there and started talking to Sporty, because he said, I got to say something. They ain't going to say, I'm right with talking shit to you. You wouldn't tell him who you were. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Man, that ride last night was miserable, too, boy. Every time I looked down at GPS, it'd be, say, 600 miles. Like, fuck. The pajama go get
it.
You're
looking at it too much, like a clock. When you look at a clock, dude, you always never change it. You gonna turn it off.
Are you wearing that clock?
Them goddamn signs that tell you how to the next goddamn town that hurt your feelings for all night long.
See, bro, I was amazed when you pass them rest areas. They say zero spots available for the 18 wheelers. Man, them dudes sleeping all down on the interstate, man. Like, god damn.
Yeah.
Rest areas is full. Rest areas full.
Hey, when we came from Steele at Travis Race, I was right there pulled in between them 18 wheelers on that fucking exit ramp. Sleeping on side of that road, man. Shit, boy, you gotta just sleep when you get to sleep. Hey, I was asleep. We come out the gas station. I knew where the interstate was at, but I was asleep. We came out the gas station, bro. I just took off the wrong fucking way. Travis called me and said, "Where you going?" I said, "I'm going to the interstate." He said, "Man, interstate back there." I said, "Hey, don't go that way." Man, I was all fucked up. I said, "Man, look, when I get to the interstate exit, I'm pulling over."
Hey, bro. I came from Fort Myers, dude, yesterday. I came home. Oh, man, that was a ride, boy. I woke up yesterday morning and said, I'm going to get up early. Get out of here. Man, I flew around and ain't leave till after 6 o'clock in the evening. Mm-hmm. Boy, you talk about. Ooh.
Oh, you looking for trouble. Oh, that hurt.
Yeah. Whew. Boy, like the closer I got, the worse it got. Lacombe ain't never seen so far in my life, boy. I got to Lacombe like, man, it took me 2 hours to get from Lacombe.
Mm-hmm. I was down hollering and singing and shit.
Oh, man, look at here. Every window in that van was down, you hear me? Almost popped the back hatch.
Are you talking about when you came in from from Florida?
Last night, yeah. Like,
yeah, I had one of them, and I come out of a little east of, a little west of St. Louis for training one time. But I come back at 7 o'clock, got out about 3, 4, I'm going to head on the road home. Shit, boy. I tell you, it was a bad stretch. When you first get in Mississippi right there by the Holly Springs exit, Sanatobia, to whatever the next time, ain't shit, dude. I mean, it's just black. I said, oh, Lord have mercy. They're going to find me dead in these woods.
Cool.
And I had radio live window. Man, I bite my tongue, try to stay awake. I said, Lord have mercy, just find me a hotel.
Let me tell you something.
Let me get home.
I wrote a whole album last night, you hear me?
Please let me just get a hotel. I'm gonna get a hotel. If you could, I passed in Atobia, so I ain't getting that because I stopped there once before. So I'm gonna make it. Shit. 3 miles down the road, there ain't shit in sight. I'm tired as can be. So you just let me get back. I'm gonna
find They got some at HMP this weekend, huh? A small block shootout.
I don't know, man. I don't know. If Mr. Glenn, you on here? What they got at HMP, if you know? Is he still on here?
I'd have to check and see. But
my homeboy is getting in there.
The guys from in this area here, they go in a steal and get in a shootout down there. And I forgot to tell you that if they can make things happen like they've been doing, it will be a live feed, too. So I'll be posting that if they can do their thing down there.
What's your little guy, Hidalgo?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I got him so when he go.
It'll be him, and it'll be the one that be at HMP most of the time with Josh Brannon, Tickle Fitz.
Oh, I don't know him. Tickle Fitz?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I got him on Twitch. So as soon as he posts, it'll come on there.
Right.
Him and Murd. As soon as they start going live, it'll my phone will get notifications. So
they're
gonna
be here
that way.
All
right, good. I watch them at night.
Yeah, they got the shootout there October 8th. H-Town hit us 2,500 on top of the buy-in. Small tie, no time shootout, 2,500 on top of the buy-in. 580 index, $1,000 on top, 70 index, 700 on top. Yeah. So that each pound hit us at 2,500. A lot of them boys going over there. A lot of them turbo, small bar turbo setups.
Yeah.
A
lot of them cats, you know, from up there in Texas. Debombing all of them.
Okay.
It ought to be good.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Dude, I was running a little route down there at Port Charlotte and saw a race car messed up. I almost wanted to hook it to my truck and pull it back with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, man, he don't want it. He just left it out here. I wonder
yeah.
if he put the car in yet.
Shit.
Like
you said, yeah, where's my dad? You said?
Poor Charlotte. Oh, yeah. Had double D lines on. You like, man. Like, man, that's a nice little thing now. Real nice.
They took the lick out of there, boy. They took the lick.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Well, they don't have no bet or nothing to stop that storm. They come straight off the golf right
Let
into
me tell
the
you something.
On the front
tell you something. They ain't got nothing out there but another Ray Nagin and Kathleen Blanco. Don't nobody know what they doing. Don't no man. Look, it's just awful. Do you know we went to the site where they were staging us Wednesday? Them boys ain't get back to take a bath till Saturday. And they went back yesterday. They still sleeping in the truck. Them guys sleeping on the buses, dude. They ain't got nothing out there for them. They can't help nobody, bro. They can't help
anybody. That's going to turn into a scenario. It's going to get bad.
They can't help nobody. It's all it is. Everybody got to cover their tail to make their money. So they send you on these missions. Like I said, a man say, Clyde, take your bus and go to Fort Naples. I mean, not Fort, go to Naples, Florida. I said, well, I'm going to Naples, Florida. I'm going to send you an address when I get it. Just head that way. Then he called me on the phone. When you get to a half a tank, call me, yeah? I said, okay. I'm at a half a tank. He said, you see a gas station around? Everything closed. Turn around. You see the phones, they give you a phone that they track you with so they can pinpoint your destination. Well, he tried to go, but he couldn't. He had to turn around because the gas station was closed and he didn't have enough fuel. So, you know, it's bad, dude. It's bad. Everybody is covering their butt, making their paper. They ain't trying to. The only people helping people are the people who got to the fire department, the police, the National Guard. But them boys sleeping in the
boys'
field
like
tonight.
They fight more trying to prove that they made the call in time for the people to leave because of the ones who didn't leave.
Look here. My crew. My guys, the boys sleeping in the bus as we speak right now. They in the bus sleeping. They ain't got nowhere for them.
That's what I'm saying. That's gonna get bad because people gonna get desperate. Who's out there stuck? They gonna start commandeering them over. They gonna have a problem.
No. They can't commandeer all of them. They got 500 vehicles out there. They got people out there. They got them at a football stadium, some kind of stadium.
You know what I'm saying? They got y'all going in and picking up people, though. There's not that many going with y'all, huh?
Well, what they do is this. We're not going to nobody's house. We'll go to, like, my guys, they went to a hospital. One of them picked up 8 people from a hospital. One picked up 7. They brought it to another hospital. Like today, I said, what y'all did today? The boy said, we made one run. What y'all did? We took 5 people from here, from 5 people from where we staged up at to Walmart. I said, how far Walmart was? 2 hours away. Like, damn, dude. So they ain't doing nothing, bro. They can't do nothing. Not that they don't want to. It's just that they can't. They don't have the resources down there. So Florida gonna be messed up for a minute. They ain't got the resources down there. So, but
we
like
got
I said, you got guys that
than them over here. We still messed up.
And look, you got people. What's gonna kill them? Like I said, people like the guys that work with me. Them boys, this ain't no spring chickens. Them boys in their 40s and 50s, they can't sleep on that bus like that. Boy, go to scratch and look, man, I ain't took a bath in 4 days. I got to go. Them boys say, Clyde, we on our way home, bro. I'm going to tell them, look, come on.
So when it get electric, it gonna pop like popcorns, though.
Yeah. Every time they turn electric on, they come and blow up.
Yep.
Every time they turn electric on, the house catches fire somewhere.
They're going to check the breeze. Crazy part is, down here, they turn the shit off early. They turn it off for the storm by there and the water.
They know what they're doing. Up there?
Yeah.
Man, look at here. It was awful, dude. They tell you what, when once this Orlando got some good wind and some rain. That's why I was in Orlando. But the storm hit that Thursday, Wednesday night maybe. Shit,
get that light, Jim, please.
Then the world was open. So they getting they ain't lacking on their paper. They ain't lacking on their paper, but they got a lot of people out there though. They got a lot of
Steve,
people. They got companies all from Virginia out there, dude. They got people out there, and they ain't making them do MREs,
man. And I went to drop off yesterday. It took a load from our property to go another, like, still some trees and shit and debris. This old shit that we got a machine and got it loaded up. Went over there to the little dump site over there up in, what's that, Reserve? Down there with the
around the plant.
Whatever up on there. Man, I mean, that turn went down there. Your boy said, we can't take no more dump bodies. We're only letting people, you know, coming up here with stuff on the back of their truck. Throw it off. We loading up. We clean it out. We loading up. We leave them. We're going to Florida. You know them trucks that had them big old sides on them with the hooks, the tree grabbers, and all of that.
Yeah.
They got the trucks, the big black ones, the big Peterbilt. That whole little group. They're leaving that dump. They're leaving that dump and they headed to Florida. Yesterday was the last day.
Hey, hi, Rod.
They
call them storm chasers.
Oh, yeah, they're going to get it. They ain't playing with it.
Guess what? They don't realize they about to live bad for a couple of weeks. Boy, ain't nowhere for them down there. It's awful.
They done it before.
Bad.
That's what they do.
It was so bad. We was at a hotel, right? We got there Tuesday morning. We checked in. They gave us our room keys. 3 of us in the room. So me and my cousin, we sleep in the daytime. We was knocked out. So we hear the door open. He thinking it's the other little dude work with us because he came bunk with us. He's sleeping on the floor. Man, it was a dude. The chick had duffel bag. We looked at them. What y'all doing? They said they gave us this room. Man, they double booking rooms and everything. Dog, y'all can't come in here. Double booking rooms and everything. Like, dude, y'all can't. That's the dude looked at us like, I can't. I'm telling y'all, boy, it is bad. It's bad. I understand they got people that chase them storms and stuff, but it's so bad. A lot of people that's going out there, they turn them around. Like, they got this place, this company called Lodging Solutions. Basically, they do these, they pull fifth wheel trailers, and the trailer is like it got 10, 15, about 16 beds in each trailer. They got all the curtain and stuff where you clam up in there and close your curtain. They turned around 40 of those trucks away, see? They couldn't use them yet because they ain't had nowhere for them to stage them. And They just turning. Oh, they turning people away. They had linemen coming back, dude. Them dudes ain't got nowhere to stay. Them dudes, they ain't staying on. They ain't sleeping in no truck.
And then you put the people up in there like that, man. You know what's about to pop off? That COVID shit about to kick right back off again. Right there.
They should have bought them cruise lines in there and put them in.
He can't put them in the water.
You can bring them in the neighborhood right now for a while until the water go out.
Yeah, you ain't lying. You ain't lying.
Water in that.
Hey, Clyde, my little cousin out there in Tampa, man, and he got the, you know, he got his LLC and all that for that recovery shit.
Said FEMA, Tampa ain't too bad.
Look, said FEMA texted him and told him. Not right now, told him it's gonna be a couple of days before they get back with him. So shit gotta be written on there, bro.
Oh, I'm telling you, dude. Listen, first of all, FEMA, they paying for shit, but they ain't in charge of nothing. They got these different little side companies that's in charge of stuff, and those people, yeah, like I said, when they had Ida, they had them stationed, they had everybody stationed in Gonzales. But those people now, Florida, so much of Florida got hit. You got first they thought it was going to be Tampa. Then they swung back around and went down there by little above Miami and stuff. So, like, Port Myers down there above Miami, that's messed up. And it came through at 8 miles an hour. So, man, it's just terrible, dude. It's hard to explain. It's just terrible. I hate to leave my crew, but I came home last night and my wife had a little surgery. I'm glad I did come home, but I'm probably going to go back Thursday just to give them some relief. Have one of them, I ain't going to drive. I'm going to fly out and have them pick me up, and one of them can fly back home. They look a mess. Them dudes. Man, you know, us bald head fellas, we got them open spots. them boys looking bad out there, boy. we got them open windows, boy. You can run there. You ain't got no shade, boy. You can't take your hat off nowhere. Niggas say, man, I ain't know you look like that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've been there.
Yeah, you got to cut this stuff. You can't, man. Ask me all the time. Why you go to the barber? You bet not stop me from going to the barber. Look, a whole other person around here. That's something that's gonna be wide open.
It was so bad, but Uncle don't go no more. It's just falling out.
Yeah, bro. Look, I got a panoramic sunroof. You hear me, Jamie? Got that big
look like a chia pet didn't start going out. Chia.
Well, I got their panoramic sunroof, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, them boys looking bad. I told them boys, bro,
it's
awesome. they can't wash their clothes, bro. They ain't got nowhere to wash their clothes or nothing. I say, bro, try not to sweat. I'm not even answering them today, bro. I'm not even answering them dudes. Because if I answer, they're going to say, what you doing? If I'm doing this, I'm doing, they're going to get mad. Man, we
yeah,
coming home, bro.
Sending what you doing? How y'all feeling out there?
I even had
the Chinese massage parlor getting the full body wash.
You can't press the one button, Clyde.
They don't know nothing.
You got a woman on these legs.
Tell you, boy,
I'm
sure
you get between my toes, please.
It's awful, bro. Look, I came home. My cousin, I forgot he had. I came home and I was like, the dude got a little one of Jamie's cousins do fence work, right? He called me while I was in Florida. Say, bro, you ought to sell me that four-wheeler you got in your bag. Yo, he did my neighbor fence. I was like, oh, man, I got to move this four-wheeler. I went back there and get my four-wheeler from back there. You know your cousin?
Ooh.
Chris.
That's Lynn. That's Lynn's cousin.
That's your cousin. Anyway.
No.
I went back there to get my four-wheeler. Man, I opened that gate, saw my cousin trucking. Yo, I see. Oh, man, this man got his keys with him. I can't move this truck out of here. I said, oh, well. I said, bro, My cousin called me. I ain't even answer him. I said, I ain't answering them boys. Them boys going to say, you at home. Because I've been laying up in a hotel, and I was good. I was taking showers, going to IHOP, going down to the lobby. You know, I've been good. But, gee, them boys say, man, why you ain't coming out here with us? I said, I'm the mechanic, bro. They need me over here. Man, he said, Claude, all you did was change somebody. Where's your wipers? I said, bro, whatever worked. The people think I'm a mechanic because I could change windshield wipers. If I wouldn't have fixed it, that dude wouldn't have went. They'd have been down the truck. They just want to go, and I was a mechanic. But I went on fixed the windshield wiper motor, dog. And I laid in the hotel for 6 days behind that. They started hating on me. I said, oh, man, that's why I ain't talking to him. I'm going to talk to him today, Tuesday. I'm going to call him Thursday morning and tell him I'm on my way back. I ain't calling him. He's going to get mad with me. He won't quit. I was going to bring Jamie Uncle with me. I know he'd have quit. He couldn't have lasted a day.
Cool.
Your Uncle Leroy. He talking about he wanted to go. Man, that man would have quit. The second day, he'd have been gone. It was over.
How much you paying a day, dog? How much you paying a day, man?
$400 a day. $400 a day.
$400 a day. That's to do what?
Nothing. Sit there. Every now and then, like I said, one of them ain't do nothing today. The other one went to Walmart. But, like I said, you sleeping in a truck. And they don't want them. And you can't run them. They like, no, cut them off. It's awful, dude. They was at Dolphin Stadium the other day. And they had no power at the stadium. And they had all the vehicles in there. And they were just walking around bumping into each other.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's awful. That's the only reason why my them two dudes still there. I wouldn't have did it. If it wasn't my company, I wouldn't have did it. I'd be like, fuck that, I'm going home. I wouldn't.
Let it smell like D blocking that motherfucker.
It ain't too well. They outside now. They got them in the open spot, so it ain't too bad. And don't get me wrong, they feed them. They got the military there. And they got a little tent where you go in there and eat breakfast and lunch and dinner and all that. Before it showers and stuff, nah. I told my little partner today, when you go to Walmart, go in there and find you, go get you a hammock or something, dog. He said, I got to get something on my back. He said, I can barely walk. My back killing me.
Man, fuck around, go on Walmart and take one of them motherfucking pigeon baths in the bathroom.
Well, you gonna fuck around, be chasing. You ain't taking a bath all them dudes.
Hey, bro, it's awful, bro. I'm telling you, my cousin, look, he's stupid. He went and bought like 10 packs of little cheap wipes. He said, cousin bought 10 packs of. I said, why you bought so many? He said, I'm going to lay low. I'm going to wait about 3-4 days. I'm going to start selling these wipes. I said, man, this man crazy. Ain't nobody got no money out there, bro. Ain't nobody out there got money. What they going to give you for the wipes? MRE?
Man.
It's awful, dude.
Hey, Clyde. I bought that.
Hey, that dude told me he going to start selling baby wipes. I said, dude.
Man,
don't nobody
man,
have no
man,
money.
He think he ain't
in
gold, huh,
Clyde?
I don't know what's
man,
going with him, man.
Two for one. He's going to get a box of Ziplocs and put 10 in each one. Spread out.
Nobody out here has money. You know, what you going to do with money out here?
Okay, you from New Orleans. You know how to hustle.
Hey, bro, he did. That's where he's from. So he tell me, he asked me about a check. Say, bro, how you going to get paid? I said, how you want to get paid? I said, I can cash out. I can get your old lady a check. No, don't get him on my check, man. I said, well, look, I can cash out. So I cash stabbed him, right? He asked me to keep, I say, he asked me to cash app. Took a picture, he screenshot his cash app, sent it to me, spelled it to me. I sent him his money. He called me 15, 20 minutes later after he got it. Say, bro, we got to do something else. I said, what you mean? Man, cash app took too much of my money. I said, well, what you want me to do about that, dude? I did what you asked me to do. Hey, bro, it's hard. It's hard out here for me, bro. That's why my hair be falling like it's falling out like it's falling down. Hey, bro, these dudes worry me to death. Man, see.
Telling me better get them.
He told me, hey, he said, what about Venmo? I said, I ain't got none of that, bro. All, I ain't even got a cash app. I had to send through my old lady. I don't have that. So, like I told him, this is what I got. You know, this is what we going to do. Man. Say cash app. Took too much of his check. I said, okay, so let me ask you this. Now you got your paycheck. What you doing with it? You can't buy nothing.
Oh, mute your mic.
Say, I said, bro, you can't buy nothing. What you doing with the money? Can't buy nothing.
Yeah.
Then they got a little company from New Orleans out there. Called Livery. They got the big coach buses. They got this little white cat. You know, he cool little dude, but, you know, they got, they say you got a white cat from Arkansas, and then you got a white cat from New Orleans. The dude from New Orleans, it's not that he no different. He different, but he grew up in New Orleans, so we kind of used to him. He used to us. Man, his name is Ethan. Ethan over there hustling cigarettes out of my cousin. Ethan come around and smoke all my cousin's cigarettes up, and then after he got the most cigarettes, Ethan pull out the vape. Man, you to me and tell me this motherfucker got a vape and smoke all my cigarettes.
Eating small, boy.
I said, bro, you can't get mad with Ethan. You gave me Ethan a cigarette.
Yeah,
he came back. I told him no. Boy, Ethan has smoke everywhere. You hear me? Ethan hit that vape and smoke everywhere. Damn.
It was like a train coming down there.
I say, this goddamn Ethan, man. Ethan, I say, Ethan, where you live, Ethan? Ethan said, I live right round the corner from the Otterville. I say, man, going to take you back to the Ville in the body bag. You play with some cigarettes, man. Man, Ethan. Damn, Ethan took playing my cousin, man, smoking my cousin. Then when they did go get some cigarettes, Ethan come over there popping his cigarettes. Say, homie, I'm about to return these cigarettes. Now my cousin smoking Cool Filter King. Man, Ethan Campbell. My cousin said, bro, you know I can't smoke that shit. He said, Ethan, get down, man, bro. You know you're supposed to buy some Cools. Yeah, bro, Ethan is giving you. Ethan say, Vegas can't be choosing, bro. My cousin said, man,
Ethan on
Vegas. Ethan ain't playing no games.
Oh, man. Hey, motherfuckers say they drink Heineken. I like Heineken. That's all I drink is Heineken. All right. I'm going to go get these Milwaukee Best. And motherfucker ain't going to drink my shit. I'm going to have my shit. Even with goddamn Camel. You can't smoke nothing but a shot over that, bitch. You got to hit that and put it up. That's like a joint.
Well, I tell you what, you the boss, you better watch how you talk to your crew, though. Because I tell you what, I was on that Alaska pipeline. 2 weeks, I bailed the fuck out. But when them boys got back home, they cut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I like them with the penitentiary.
Yeah, we're going to get to the house. I got you when we get home. I got you.
Yeah, but it felt like I ran off of Delta.
What do you see? Clyde, what y'all doing? Transporting people? Just transport?
Did he fall off?
Who? I mean,
hey, look, I say one of the boys on the show, they call. Yeah, that's how it is, motherfucker.
Tell you, boy. That Ethan was cool. Look, they had a white dude named Jordan. He was from Arkansas. Jordan was all right, but he was an Arkansas dude. He was just was nothing wrong with him. It's just that we not used to no guy that I ain't used to no guy. This dude had on jogging shorts. You know how jogging shorts, they be black with the white trim around the side, around the bottom, got the little cut on the sides and stuff. The dude had on jogging shorts, white beater, and cowboy boots. Man, where is you going? I'm just comfortable, buddy. I said, okay, he's spitting tobacco and shit. Ethan come over there. It's 80 degrees. Ethan got on a hoodie. Ethan got on the hoodie. Like, Ethan, it's hot out here. Oh, man, I wear this all year long. Ethan ain't even sweat. Ethan, huh?
In slides.
Yeah. Ethan had on some Reeboks. He had on Reeboks. He had on some Soldiers. Telling you, dude, Ethan came over to my us and was talking with us. And let me get a cigarette, homie. My cousin gave him a cigarette. He said, I ran out of cigarettes. My cousin said, well, look, bro. My cousin said, we going to smoke, dog, and we going to just re-up when we get to the store. I bet. I mean, every time my cousin pulled out one, boom, he hit Ethan with one. They went through a pack and a half of cigarettes in 3 days. Boy, look here. My cousin said, man, I ain't got no more cigarettes, Ethan. Ethan said, all right, bro, we going to figure something out. Ethan walked off. We looked up, saw that pile of smoke about, not even 10 minutes. I mean, it was a cloud. What is that? That's Ethan hitting that vape. Man, this motherfucker got a vape and smoke all my cigarettes. You can't get mad. He started walking toward Ethan. I said, bro, you can't get mad with Ethan, bro. You gave that man a cigarette, bro. Ethan played it, dog.
Okay. It smelling good.
It got cedar wood
around the motherfucker.
Smelling good. See, bro. Shit, boy. Ethan came to the hotel, took him a shower and shit. Came down to the lobby. Man, look. Ethan around that bitch. Ethan trying to order. Ethan totally, look. Give me a Long Island tea. The lady said it's going to be $9. Ethan get a lady the voucher. They said, you can't buy this liquor with this voucher. Ethan said, well, look, there's two things going to happen here. Either you're going to waste that drink and don't get nothing, or you're going to take this voucher and just act like I did something else with it. They looked at it. You right, Ethan. You right, sir. Here go the drink. Give me the voucher. Ethan had that long. Ethan was a great hustler.
Oh,
yeah. I thought fucking Ethan. I said, Ethan made me when I heard him.
You fucking right. Ethan would have had that
choke hold on his fucking ass. Yeah, I said, I'm going to leave Ethan alone. Ethan come talking to me. I'm going to holler at you. I got to go, bro. I'm going to get back with you. I ain't got time playing them game with Ethan because my nerves.
Yeah,
I'm already frustrated. I mean, lost that little contract fucking with Ethan. Ethan, boy. This money is good for me to mess it up fooling with you.
Ethan couldn't smoke because his throat would have been all fucked up.
Man, look. Ethan, fool around, man, you go look him up when you get back to the city. Ethan, man, look, I'm going to get Ethan at the race. Ethan can calm some of these boys. I'm about to get Ethan on this talk show and have somebody calm me to hit the back trying to hit.
Man,
where is she? He done hung up?
He playing sleep. It got hot. They called him out. Moe called him out by running the airport. He playing sleep.
Oh, Moe called him out?
Yeah, she said he asked Dave Quinn if he was going to Atmo. They asked me, too. I said, well, if I make it, I'll do something. What's up? So Moe said, well, you say what you say. We might as well clear ours up at Atmo. I'll be there.
Well, you know, man, it's just racing. It's just friendly. You know, everybody going to win. Somebody going to lose. Boy, he turned into Sunday school right quick. And that
oh,
up
man.
And Alan was
Jeremy
on
Jeremy, T's ain't on here no more?
I'm outside walking this dog. I can't see the computer.
Well, oh, okay. I did not know. I don't know. I must have hung up when you were doing all that.
Yeah, you might have fell off.
Man.
Yeah, I'm out here letting her run around. She laying down now.
About to take this little mother of mine outside for a second. I swear I don't feel like it, but I gotta do something.
Yeah, then I'll get her. Once she come inside, I'm good. Till probably about 5 o'clock. Yep.
Yeah, dude, I ain't unpacked my suitcase, dude. I still got my suitcase packed. I'm gonna roll that suitcase back to that van and head back. Got to keep my crew.
Yeah, you right.
I tried to calm my son to going. He ain't going.
Just watch what you say.
I tried to calm my son going. He ain't go for it.
Hey, you had me for a little while until you said they can't take no bath or shower.
No,
well,
they can't take no. No, they ain't got none of that out there, though. Not right now. Not at the present time. I don't know what's coming. I'm gonna hit you like they hit us. Well, we got it on the way. It should be down there by the time y'all get there. And when you walk off, hopefully.
Hey, you better have some showers. We're going to have y'all out there like the old military. One out, one in. Going there hot foot like a motherfucker.
That was the man said, well, you know, we got showers coming. We got this going. When the dude walk off, hopefully. I was like, boy, that's cold-blooded.
We had the shower on the. We went got in the water on the beach, man.
Man, they tell us nah. See, y'all don't get the. I was up there in Florida, so I'm watching the Florida news. The man say, "Look, we have vicious. What they call it when the water the surge? He said the surge was awesome. I mean, awful. He got. He say we got animals in places they ain't supposed to be." Man said, if y'all see a body of water that ain't supposed to be there, don't go get in it. If you can't see into the water, see what's in the water, don't get in it. Man said, 911 ain't going to come get you. You get your hand bit off by an alligator, you ain't going to die from the wound. You're going to bleed to death. Like, damn.
He's right. Now, he right. He told you some true shit now. But we had the gal.
Man said,
You ain't
gonna die from the alligator bite. You gonna bleed to death. I'm like, damn, they ain't playing no games in Florida. None.
I saw on the news in the neighborhood alligator floating around the house.
Yeah, it's vicious, dude. It's like they got the out there. They got around the apartment building. They got that concrete wall like on Interstate 12 in Baton Rouge. Shit, them apartment with the flood more. They had to knock them walls down and get that water out of there. That water was to the second
floor. At least you get the drive up there so you can bring something with you. You ain't gonna be standing your ground for no people. You gonna stand your ground for the animals. That's what alligators are.
Hey, Breon
stayed dog. That boy just come back home. That boy said, man, I had to come back and get my gun. He said, man, they got us in the hotel. They got a fence around it. But he said, man, that shit just don't look right, man. He said, man, D is fucked up up there. Yeah, that boy just shot back.
Listen to me, DeQuinn. We went up there with ours. They put our cars in a warehouse. And I'm thinking, I saw these ambulances. I saw five. They had 1,000 vehicles out there. I'm like, ain't no way in the world they got nowhere they can put 1,000 vehicles in one spot. Boy, they brought us in the convention center warehouse. Man, they had 1,000 vehicles in there, 20, 30 helicopters, Bobcats, Hummers, and it still looked like it was empty. They came, got us out of bed, said, y'all got to move your vehicles. Well, we moved them to this. Pick them out that warehouse. We moved everything out of the warehouse. We got soaking wet. The next morning, woke up, the warehouse was flooded.
Cool.
The warehouse was flooded.
They won't be responsible for y'all shit. That's what it was. Get that shit out of there.
Warehouse was flooded. Like a helicopter around that bitch. They were putting helicopters on skis, pulling them out of there.
Hey,
Hey, Clyde, what park y'all was in, Clyde?
Well, we was in Port Myers for a little while. We was in Port Charlotte. But I was usually in Orlando.
Dang.
I got lucky, and I was able to stay behind some kind of strange reason. I was able to convince them I was a mechanic. So they told me just in case they needed a mechanic on the site, I was there.
Hey, y'all know what happened? You was talking and eating too much, and you channeled your eating.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me
go here.
I'll
get this shit for you.
Oh, yeah.
Look,
oh, that don't sound like
number.
Oh, your carburetor.
Yeah.
Got you.
Look at hanging out your mouth. One cigarette from you. Yeah, you can just pull over right there. Pull over right there. Let me show you. Do that.
Man, well, you look just like your daddy.
Yeah. Sound like your carburetor turning on your head like.
Yeah, man, look, fuck around with me. That'll be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking dude say, well, if we all leaving, what you need the mechanic here for? Like, ain't this a bitch?
Oh, that's a heater. That's a heater.
I just fixed the windshield wipers.
Hey, now why would happen when you go back up there? He gonna be the new mechanic.
No, and look, Tyler, I'm telling you, God work in mysterious ways, brother. Man told me today is what Tuesday. Man told me Monday. He said, Clyde, go out there with your crew because we shut the hotel now. I said, what you mean? He said, we ain't got nobody else. We ain't got no more people here. We sent everybody out. Tomorrow gonna be the last day in the hotel. I like, cool. I said, look, I might be going home. My wife got to have surgery. He's like, well, look, go do what you think. He said, go do what you do. Don't tell nobody you're gone because nobody don't know you're supposed to be out there. But me, I ain't going to say nothing. They're going to think you still doing whatever you're supposed to be doing out here. So I was like, cool. So actually, I'm still getting paid.
Jeez.
So I just came home, and I'm glad I did. I might go back maybe Thursday.
Well, you still handling the logistical part of your business, so you still working?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm still working, but like I say, ain't nothing like working side by side with them boys. Them boys looking, them boys got it rough, bro. So if I was out there with them, you know, at least they say, well, at least Clyde with us.
Yeah.
Oh, Steven over there.
Oh.
Even too good for us. He's living in the big house. Got us out here in the field.
Yeah. Yeah, we're big house, dog.
My feet sticking to my boots. I haven't taken a shower in days. Oh, you sound like you're on the front line in war.
Clyde got his purple suit on.
Clyde going to start talking about burning sheets, huh?
Clyde, the burning sheets.
Your brother, look here.
Y'all, you coming in? You know the motherfuckers in Saki, you want to come in here? You got a problem with him sleeping in? Yeah, unless you want to burn all the goddamn sheets when he's
Big Daddy turn over in his goddamn
room. Bro, I got one little dude. He's a good worker, but he crazy as a Bessie bug.
Yeah, fuck.
Like,
oh, my stomach hurts.
He
said, put me a little cold in the washer while I'm talking to y'all. Shit.
Yeah, this motherfucker pulled out a bottle of mouthwash, took a swallow of the mouthwash, squished around, whooshed around his mouth, spit it out.
Don't tell me he spit it back in. Y'all, oh.
No, he put it back in there. Look at us. Y'all, you this young woman. Boy, I'm not even picking that bottle up. I'm talking about, use this. I ain't talking about, get out of here. I'm like, man. See, man, this dude. And he ain't got but two teeth. It's fucked up, dude. I'm so glad he's home.
You don't ever know who he might run into.
I'm check that company. I'm gonna give me a job at Walmart, man. I ain't going back out there.
Man,
might run into a lawyer, doctor, maybe an Indian chief.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's gonna crazy ass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Man, it's ridiculous. Nigga, man, look. We were just laying down to go to sleep. Everybody took their shower, ate, passed a hot meal, laying down. His phone rung about maybe 3:30. He answered the phone. He answered the phone on speakerphone, right? It's his daughter. Dad, I need to come to New Orleans. I done fucked up. So we all concerned. She really sounds like she did some wrong, which he did. So he talking to her. I say, bruh, ask her what she did. You done woke us up. We all in the conversation. Ask her what she did. Well, what you did, you done fucked up. I robbed somebody and I shot at him. I say, well, ask her this. I'm in the background. You know me. I'm instigating the situation. I'm in the background. Ask her how much she got.
Oh,
I ain't hit nothing. Oh, man, you're going to jail for armed robbery for nothing. I said, where she at, bro?
Oh, yeah.
She in Houston. I said, she better not go to the bus station. They probably looking for her stupid at the bus station. She better not go there.
Like your boy got dumped in his gate. He escaped from the halfway house. And planned a birthday party for himself and went to the party. Or he came to the party and picked him up.
Oh, man. And my cousin gonna tell me the next day, boy, you wrong as a mother, you wrong like a motherfucker. I said, well, wrong for what? Had that man ask his daughter how much she got. I don't want what the fuck to know. Fuck.
Fuck you up? Yeah. You come in, I think.
Damn, Oak. Oak just took my side, Oak, bro. Come on, Oak. Nigga said, but you wrong as a motherfucker. Ask that man, ask his daughter. Hey, man, come on, man. Come on, man. I want to know what she got. Said she went around there busting at people and didn't get nothing. Say, man, whole arm robbery. Told her all she could get. Aggravated arm robbery.
Not with no weapon.
Like, damn. Talking about she gonna get on, pay for me a ticket. I'm getting on the bus. I'm coming to New Orleans tonight. Said she better not go to that bus station. Be waiting for a stupid ass. They know she ain't from Houston.
Hey, was she coming to the murder capital?
I told him. Pretty dog, she ain't gonna let down here with that bullshit. Missing shit. You gonna let down here missing the nigga? You got to hit him. He's missing. Let's see, man. We ain't go back to sleep, man. That's why we were so tired yesterday. People walking in the room on them. We were sleep up all damn night. Messing with this crazy ass daughter. Talking about she shot at the people, robbed them and shot at them. What you robbed them out of? You ain't getting nothing. I just don't see how he even listened to me and asked her that question. But he listened. Man, I see. I'm in the background asking. See, bro, ask what she got. Man.
So what the outcome is?
I don't know. I told him, don't let her go to the bus station. I don't know what happened. I went back to sleep. I was tired. Suddenly, man, I said, man, take that shit off the speakerphone, dog. He went in the bathroom and talked to her.
I got my little pallet and went to sleep. I don't know what the outcome was. I'm asking Thursday when I called him.
Hey, boss, you can help me with some bond money?
No, I ain't got it. You know, I ain't got it. You know what I'm hitting with? I'm a hitting, man. You know, FEMA don't pay us for 90 days. Got it. She in Texas anyway. She ain't got they ain't gonna let her no bond out there. Ain't no property bond. She ain't got no property in Texas. She hit if she get caught. Man, my cousin was down bad. Man said, man, you low down nigga. Man, I said, what I did? Ask that man, ask his daughter, how much she got. Nigga, I don't want to know.
It might have been a nice hit.
Yeah, it might have been. You know what? The world changing, though, dude. When I was a kid, we were doing stupid shit. But you could do stupid shit and get away with it, you know? Now you can't do that dumb shit and get away with it.
Man, they got cameras every fucking wheel.
Most of the time back then, it was a male that did it.
Let me tell you something, dude. I used to get up. I used to sneak out. I had my stepsister was a real popular girl. She was pretty. All the dudes liked her. But I used to sneak out my window. And I lived down from the Florida. I grew up down from the Florida Project. Oh, my daddy's house was down from the Florida Project. I used to ride a bike. I'd be in the Florida Project at 4 o'clock in the morning, bro, and nobody would bother me or nothing. I see all kind of shit, man. You can't go around there. I can't go in that project at 4 o'clock in the morning right now and survive as a 52-year-old.
Wait a second.
And I was eight going around there.
What you doing? What you reading? Cheese Ticket. 20 seconds.
No, I'm reading you. How many times you gonna get whipped up by cheese?
He's gonna stop selling him them chickens.
Yeah. 3 seconds. All right, I see y'all next week.